Reese hits up the middle as a 3-0 fastball is in tight, and it's ball four. So after the triple by Perlaza, Slaughter works a four-pitch walk, first of the day for hit. Runners on first and third and nobody out. And Matt Mervis will be the batter. But the idea is that you have more space up the middle. And with that, Nick Childs will come out and have a mound visit with Robbie Hitt. And so it also changes it up because you could say, well, you can stand closer to second where the space in between the chalk is the thinnest amount. But then you give yourself away for the range you might have on a ball that's hit deeper. But if you're going to play deeper, then you're putting yourself further away from right up the middle. So an interesting rule to try and create opportunities there. Again, it will be something that's going to be implemented down at the low A Florida State League. The way that Stark said it is you can essentially think of it as a neutral zone. So it'd be like a neutral zone infraction. Mound visit is over, as now there is some right-handed action out in Biloxi's bullpen as the right-hander JT Hinson has started one. Here's the set and the first offer, and a slider is at the knees to Matt Mervis. It is 0-1. Well, he might not be with us, but Thomas Zinzarella is back in the studio. We'll check in with Thomas here in just a second after Hitt deals home the 0-1 pitch to Mervis. The right-hander sets from his chest. Runner goes, and the 0-1 is outside. Lopez fakes the throw, looks the runner back, and it's a stolen base for Slaughter. Thomas, what do you have, sir?
Well, just hearing you kind of talk about the pie slice rule that they're talking about in AA and what we've been using. And, you know, I think the rule, even not even having the pie slice rule, I think it's been very productive so far, like the Noah Campbell single early in the game. You know, even without the pie slice rule, that ball still gets through.
Yeah, it does. As the 1-0 pitch misses outside, it's two balls and one strike to Matt Mervis, who has singled, lined out to right, and walked today. Runners on second and third, and nobody gone. Shuckers leading it 6-2 here on the bottom of the seventh. 2-1, and a fastball is outside. It is 3-1, and Hitt is in danger of walking the bases loaded here, as he has given up a single to Windham, an RBI triple to Perlaza, and a walk to Slaughter. And now behind 3-1 to one of the RBI leaders in all of minor league baseball in Matt Mervis. The 3-1, and this is bounced up the first baseline and foul. But Thomas, you mentioned that, and really it sparked my mind because of the two chopping balls that Tristan Lutz has hit in this game, the one in the top of the seventh inning and the one that came back in the second inning last night. And really, you know, either one of those balls, if you put in this pie slice rule, it becomes much more difficult for a player to reach that ball, as the 3-2 is hit on the ground and out into right field, a base hit. One run will score. They will hold the runner at third. Heading for second is runner Mervis, and he will be in with an RBI single and an advancement on the throw. So Weimer trying to make sure that the runner Slaughter does not score from second ends up throwing it past the cutoff man, and that's going to be the end of the day for Robbie Hitt as Mike Guerrero has come out. So the Smokies are rallying here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers still leading it 6-3. We'll tell you about the new hurler on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Berkey.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working again.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the healthy stand classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
It's in change for Biloxi here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runners on second and third and nobody out. And so Biloxi will turn to the right hitter, Harold Chirino, here in the seventh. Chirino making his 25th appearance of the year, 1-1 with a 2.56 ERA. In 31 and two-thirds innings, Chirino has given up 13 runs, 9 earned on 23 hits. He has walked 10 and struck out 28. Opponents are hitting 202 against the right-hander Harold Chirino. So Robbie Hitt, unfortunately, does not record an out in this game as he's given up 2 runs. He is responsible for the runners on second and third. Shuckers still have a 6-3 lead, but Strumpf comes to the plate as the tying run. Chirino readies in the first, high and tight for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Chirino this season has come in with runners on base. He has let 1 of 5 inherited runners score. The set and the 1-0. And a fastball. Good two-seam run right on the outer edge at 93 for a strike. It is 1-1. That ball started off the plate to the right-handed hitter, Strumpf, and zipped back in over the outside corner. Strumpf so far today, 0-for-2. He struck out his last time up. 1-1, and a slider is in the dirt. A good job by Lopez to get it into his chest protector and scoop it up and hold it there. The count is 2 balls and a strike to Strumpf. Strumpf reached on an error back in the third and was hit by a pitch in the first. Shuckers took a 6-1 lead in the fifth inning with a 5-run frame. Smokies have rallied for 2 here in the seventh. The 2-1, and a big swing and a miss on a fastball in the inner edge. And the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Strumpf. Slaughter at third, Mervis at second. Mervis very alertly advancing on the throw in from Weimer. The set and the 2-2, and a fastball, same spot that it was called a strike earlier, and it is a ball. Radar gun lit up at 95 there. That was a really good two-seamer by Chirino, and it's called a ball. And the count has now run full. Well, that looked like the exact same spot that he got a called strike one to Strumpf. And so we'll see what Chirino has here. The 3-2 pitch is inside ball 4. And so now the bases are indeed loaded. And still no outs in the inning. And Bryce Ball, the designated hitter, coming to bat for the Smokies. So Ball, the left-handed hitter, with Slaughter at third, Mervis at second, first offer and a chopper up the middle. Holt has it ricochet off his glove and into center field. Slaughter will score. Mervis will follow. Over to third is Strumpf. And on a bouncing ball up the middle, the Smokies play 2 more, and it's now a 1-run game at 6-5 here in the bottom of the seventh. Well, a tough play for Holt, ranging up the middle, and he had it ricochet off of his glove and trickle out into center field. So that should go down as a 2-RBI single for Bryce Ball. No pie slice needed to prevent that shift. And And Strumpf around to third. He represents the tying run with still no outs. And a slider is low and in for a ball. It is 1-0. So unfortunately for Robbie Hitt, all four runs go against his ledger without recording an out. As the Shuckers clinging to a one-run lead. 1-0 fastball off the plate. Two balls and no strikes to Canario. Canario has already homered in this game. The Shuckers were in cruise control after we picked this one up, and they took a 6-1 lead. But a four-run bottom of the seventh so far. The 2-0 and Canario hits it high in the air. Deep to right field to the berm. It's gone. And it's a 7-run bottom of the seventh. And on a three-run blast by Alexander Canario, the Smokies have charged all the way back to take an 8-6 lead. Just the third home run allowed this year by Harold Chirino, but for Canario, another one he hits against the Shuckers as Cole Roederer takes a pitch as 1-0. The set and the 1-0, and a fastball on the outer edge for a strike. The count is now 1-1. So 8-6 in favor of the Smokies as the 1-1 is a slider off the plate. And all of a sudden, it's two balls and a strike to Roederer. So Canario with a four RBI game against the Shuckers as he hits a three-run blast out to the right field berm. And the 2-1 is high and away. And so the count, three balls and a strike to Roederer, the eighth man to bat in this inning. There are still no outs. The 3-1 is hit out towards the right field gap. That'll fall and roll for a second. Frelick cuts it off and spins and throws. That'll hold Roederer to a single. But the Shuckers have had eight men come to the plate, and they have failed to record an out here in the seventh. Luis Vasquez would be the ninth man to bat. And this has gone from a dream scenario to an absolute nightmare for Biloxi. Single, RBI, triple, walk, RBI, single, walk, two RBI, single, three-run homer. And another single as well, as this is a strike at the knees to Vasquez. It is 0-1. 8-6 in favor of the Smokies, who have had six hits here in this bottom of the seventh. Throw over to first and a stab at the runner, Roederer. Remember, Chirino does have a very good pickoff move for Biloxi, as he has three pickoffs this year, but he hasn't had one since the end of May. Right-hander sets, and the 0-1. And a slider is high and away, fall off the mound. As the count is one ball and one strike to Vasquez. Absolutely stunning reversal of fortunes as this is hit out into right field. That's another base hit. Weimer up with it quickly in his throw to third. Backs up Devaney but holds Roederer at second. And the Smokies have officially batted around as Bryce Windham is going to come to bat for a second time in this bottom of the seventh inning, and they have done it without an out recorded. And for as good as the Biloxi bullpen was on Sunday, this is the opposite. And Lopez is going to come out and just take a quick meeting with Chirino. And right now, there is no one throwing out of Biloxi's bullpen, though it looks like right-hander Kent Hassler is starting to loosen up. No mound visit from Nick Childs. He's going to let Chirino Lopez try and sort this one out. So Wyndham batting for a second time with Roederer at second and Vasquez at first. The Shuckers' road woes and bullpen woes continue. The first offer, and this is bunted out in front of home. Lopez scoops and running, throws to first in time to retire Wyndham. So a sack bunt goes 2-3. That advances Roederer to third and Vasquez to second. And not very often that the 10th man to bat in an inning can drop down a sack bunt. That's exactly what Wyndham does, and he flips the lineup back over to Perlaza. You have to wonder if things might have been different if Frelick is able to make a difficult play for him out in very deep left center field. First offer to Perlaza, and a slider is off the plate for a ball. It is 1-0. 8-6 in favor of the Smokies as they have scored 7 runs here in the home half of the 7th. Infield will draw in with 1 out here in this 7th. 1-0, and an awkward swing and a miss by Perlaza as he was off balance on a slider. And the count is now 1-1 to Perlaza. Chirino sets and the 1-1. And a bouncer first base side over Campbell's glove and into right field. In the score is Roederer. Vasquez gets the wave. The throw is home. And he will stop late. But again, advancing to second on the throw by Weimer is Perlaza. It's an RBI single, and it's now an 8-run bottom of the 7th. It's 9-6 Smokies. And it does not get any easier as Slaughter comes to bat. And that was a bouncer that just had enough height on it to get over the head of Campbell. And again, Weimer does the right thing by coming home with the throw to make sure that the runner doesn't score. As the first pitch, Slaughter swords his way through a slider. It is 0-1. But Tennessee has done that in all 7 of the games that we have faced them. They're very alert, and they will advance an extra 90 feet when they see the opportunity. 0-1, bouncer up the middle, in the left center field, a base hit. Vasquez scores, Perlaza scores, advancing to second and diving in head first with a 2-RBI double is Jake Slaughter, and it's 10 runs in the 7th. The Smokies lead it 11-6. And with that, Mike Guerrero is going to come out. And it looks like that is going to be the end of the day for Harold Chirino, as Chirino records just 1 out in the 7th inning on a sack bunt by Bryce Wyndham. And so the Shuckers will go to another reliever, as it will be JT Hinson into the ballgame for Biloxi. We'll tell you about the new hurler on the other side. Shuckers now trailing it 11-6 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, it looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Pitching change for the Shuckers, trying to finally bring a close to the bottom of the seventh inning. 10 runs have scored for the Smokies. They lead it 11-6, and JT Henson deals home the first pitch, and it is low to Matt Mervis for a ball. It is 1-0. 10 runs across for the Smokies here in this bottom of the seventh inning as the 1-0 is swung on and tipped foul for a strike. And the count is 1-1. A Robbie hit came in. Bryce Windham with a single. Jonathan Perlazzo with an RBI triple. Jake Slaughter then walked, and Matt Mervis drove in a run. That was the end of the day for hit. Harold Chirino then came in, a walk, a two RBI single, and a three-run homer to Alexander Canario. The 1-1. And it is low for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Cole Roederer and Luis Vasquez then had back-to-back singles, and the only out that's been recorded here in this bottom of the seventh was a sack bunt by Bryce Windham. The set and the 2-1 is low. Three balls and one strike to Mervis. Jonathan Perlazzo, the second time up in the inning, then hit an RBI single and scored on a two RBI double by Jake Slaughter, who's at second. 3-1, and that's over for a strike. It is 3-2. So this is the 13th man to bat in the inning for the Smokies. 11-6. The payoff pitch is hit in the air. Fly ball to left. Lutz coming on, has it measured, reaches up, and snags it for out number two. The second out is recorded. Remember, all nine men came to the plate before an out was recorded. And all nine men have scored here in the seventh. And Jonathan Perlazzo has done it twice. So with two gone, it is Chase Strumpf. And the 10 runs in this inning is tied for a franchise record for the most runs allowed in an inning. Shuckers did it on June Montgomery, and they did it in their inaugural season against Jacksonville. First offer is a slider, bottom of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1 to Strumpf, who walked earlier in this seventh inning. 11-6 in favor of the Smokies in an incredible turn of events. The set and the 0-1, and that one misses inside with a curve. The count is one ball and one strike to Strumpf. So now if you're the Shuckers, you've thrown Hernandez, hit Chirino, and now Henson here in this ballgame as the set and the 1-1. And that is low, 2-1. And so if you are not able to bounce back and score five runs to force this game to the bottom of the ninth inning, the good news is you only have to cover four more outs. But now the onus is really on Nick Bennett in the second game. The set and the 2-1. And a fastball dots the outer half for a strike. And the count runs even at 2-2 to Strumpf. Strumpf still looking to extend his seven-game hitting streak. He has been hit by a pitch, reached on an error, struck out, and walked. Henson's 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase a slider, and JT Henson comes in and gets the two outs the Shuckers needed. But Tennessee strikes for 10 runs in the bottom of the seventh. And as we move on to the eighth, it is now the Smokies 11 and the Shuckers 6. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your mess? You'll need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the eighth inning, and this is a completely different ballgame than when we went to the top of the seventh. Shuckers now trailing Tennessee 11-6 as the Smokies strike for 10 runs in the bottom of the seventh. And a new hurler on for the Smokies here in the top of the eighth inning. It is the left-hander C.D. Pelham. So he will get Cam Devaney, Gabe Holt, and Jason Lopez, the 3-2 up here in the eighth. Pelham rocks and fires, and Devaney fouls the first pitch back for a strike. It is 0-1. Pelham making his 13th appearance of the year. He's 1-1 with a 7.20 ERA. 15 innings, he's given up 12 runs, 12 earned on 17 hits. He's walked 11 and struck out 15. Set in the offer, and a fastball misses outside. The count is 1-1 to Cam Devaney. Pelham making his third appearance of the year against Biloxi. He does have a 1-1. And Devaney skips this up the middle, a bouncing ball into center field. Cam Devaney with a base hit. So the good start for the Shuckers as Cam reaches on a single, and it brings up Gabe Holtz. So the Shuckers have a big hole to try and dig out of here. Trailing by 5 now. Again, we were tied at 1 when our game got suspended last night in the 5th. As a pitch misses high for a ball, it is 1-0. Shuckers came out firing when the game resumed. Jason Lopez worked a walk. Sal Frelick had an RBI single. Andrew Monasterio worked a walk. And Tristan Lutz had a bases-clearing double. The 1-0. And that one nearly hits him. Holt has to step back from an inside fastball. And the count is 2 and no strikes. Noah Campbell seemed to add on an insurance run with an RBI single as Biloxi scored 5 in the top of the 5th, and they had a very comfortable 6-1 lead. But a 10-run bottom of the 7th has undone all of that. 2-0 when the pitch is high. 3 and no strikes to Holt. Rest of the numbers for the left-hander Pelham against the Shuckers this year. In 2 2/3 innings, a run it was earned on 2 hits. He's walked 2 and struck out 3. The set and the 3-0. And that is on the outside edge for a strike. It is 3-1. Pelham, the 3-1. And a fastball dots the outside corner. Holt had started to move like he was going to cast the bat aside. Realized it was probably going to be a strike, and indeed it was called as such. And so the count has run full to game. Pelham, the 3-2. And that's a high bouncer out to short. Vasquez gloves. His lone play is the first and the throw to the bag. So a high bouncer out to short. 6-3 on the ground out, one gone. And Jason Lopez, the batter. Well, Pelham, the 6'6", 238-pound left-hander, 27 years old, originally a product of the Texas Rangers organization. He was drafted in the 33rd round of the 2015 draft by the Rangers out of Spartanburg Methodist College as Lopez skies the first one out into right field. Perlaza, fighting the sun a little bit, will come up and make the grab. A tag and a feign by Devaney, and he will stay at second on a fly out to right. Two gone, and it'll be Sal Freeland. Spartanburg Methodist, of course, also the college that produced the right-hander that resumed this game, Graham Lawson. That's where he started his college career in 2016 before he transferred to South Carolina. Pelham and Lawson, though, did not end up overlapping there at Spartanburg College. First offer on the way, and Freelick takes down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Pelham has actually already pitched in the major leagues. He made his big league debut with the Rangers back on September 5th of 2018 when he was just 23 years old. 1-0. That is down low. Two balls and no strikes to Freeland. Shuckers trailing at 11-6 here in the top of the eighth inning. Ultimately was released by the Rangers. And then picked up by the Cubs in November of 2019. Next offer to Freeland, and that is called a strike on the inner edge. And the count is now 2-1. Pelham in 2018 with Texas, he made 10 appearances, has logged 7 2/3 innings at the big league level. 2-1, the middle, a bouncer into center field. Coming around third is Devaney, the throw comes home, and in safely sliding is Cam. And it's the second RBI hit of the day for Sal Frelick. A single up the middle, and Biloxi gets at least one back here as they now trail it 11-7. They need to rattle off a lot of offense as the Shuckers have just 4 outs to work with. See what Joey Weimer is able to do. So Freelick off at first, Pelham rocks home. And Weimer swings through a slider for a strike. It is 0-1. Joey 0-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout, but he has walked twice. 11-7 Smokies here in the top of the eighth. The set and the 0-1. And Weimer, another swing and a miss on a slider. Finished over the plate, but low. The count is 0-2 to Joey. Pelham from the third base side of the rubber, the 0-2. And that's down low with Skipson. Jumped by Windham to block it. On the count is 1-2. Coincidentally, Pelham's first major league strikeout was against none other than Matt Olson, who of course was the Oakland A's first baseman at the time, now in Atlanta with the Braves. 1-2. And Weimer takes a slider inside, 2-2. Olson, of course, coming in to replace Freddie Freeman. He's been excellent over at first. Braves rounding out a big 3-game series today, earlier against the New York Mets in Atlanta. 2-2, and Weimer fouls it back. Olson sparking a comeback for Atlanta in last night's game, game that Atlanta came back and won 4-1. But today it was all New York. Big 3-run home run today, 16th of the year. As a slider is a little inside, and the count has run full to Weimer. Former Milwaukee Brewer Eduardo Escobar with his 10th home run of the year. That came off of Charlie Morton. In a 7-3 Mets win. The 3-2 to Weimer, and Joey hits it high in the air, but should be playable out in right. Perlaza coming on, and he reaches up and makes the catch for the out. Well, the Shuckers do get a run back on the RBI single by Freelick. It was one of 2 hits in the inning. But as we head on to the bottom of the eighth inning, it's Tennessee 11 and Biloxi 7 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey...
Home half of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Tennessee Smokies 11-7. JT Henson deals home the first pitch to Bryce Ball. The breaking offering is high and outside to the left-handed designated hitter. It is 1-0. 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors for the Smokies. 7 runs on 8 hits and 1 error for Biloxi. So fastball is pumped in for a strike. It is 1-1. Smokies sent 9 men to the plate in the bottom of the seventh inning before an out was recorded on a sack bunt. Second time up for Bryce Windham. The 1-1 is low and outside. It is 2-1. 10 runs on 9 hits. The big blow, a 3-run homer by Alexander Canario that swung it in favor of the Smokies and gave them an 8-6 lead. Add on 3 more. 2-1, and that is hit into center field. But if you hops in, Freely doesn't even have to move. Bounced like he was going to go backwards, then forwards, and then stayed put. And it's a fly out to straightaway center by Ball. Yon and Alexander Canario the batter. Now Canario, he's got 2 home runs in the game today as he continues to mash against Biloxi. Canario now with 4 home runs against the Shuckers and 13 RBIs. And grand total of 7 games against them. As this misses outside for a ball, it is 1-0. Good news for the Shuckers. They can wash this one away and come back out in game number 2, a 7-inning game. As the 1-0 is yanked foul over on the third base side. And the count is 1 ball and 1 strike to Canario. Left-hander Nick Bennett scheduled to start for the Shuckers in game 2, 4-7 with a 5-3-2. The right-hander Chris Clark will be on the other side. Good-looking pitch, maybe a little low. The count is 2 balls and a strike to Canario. Left-fielder Cole Roederer waiting on deck for Tennessee. The set on the 2-1. And that is at the top of the zone for a strike. It is 2-2. Coincidentally, there are no official on-deck circles here in Kodak. The players have just kind of picked a spot that is the on-deck area here. The set and the 2-2. And a breaking ball off the end of the bat. Fly ball right side foul ground. Long run over for Campbell. He is at the dugout and one step shy of a warning track. Makes the grab for the out. And Delvin Sin is there to reach across the railing and give him a pat after he does. So a big second out to get Canario. So fouls out and with 2 gone and brings up Cole Roederer. But certainly difficult for Biloxi. It is not their largest blown lead of the year. Remember, the Shuckers had a 6-run lead that they gave up earlier this season. as the pitch is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. However, the Shuckers ended up winning that game 7-6 in extra innings. This was a 5-run advantage, but it does not appear they're going to come back and win this game. As the pitch misses outside, it is 1-1. Although you can never say never then. Especially in a game like baseball where you have to throw the ball over the plate. The set down the 1-1. And Roederer lifts it foul and out of play. The count is 1-2 to the left fielder. Looking ahead to the Shuckers ninth, it'll be Monasterio, Dillard, and Lutz to kick it off. Shuckers will need at least 4 at the top of the ninth inning if they want to push this one to the bottom half of the ninth. The 1-2. And a check swing on a fastball high and outside. And the count 2-2 to Roederer. Ensign with a deep bend of the waist, twirling the ball above the small of his back. Now brings it into his glove, belt high. And the 2-2 is poked back and over our heads out of play. And the count stays at 2-2 to the left fielder, Roederer. Luis Vasquez, the shortstop, is waiting on deck. Should he need to come up and bat for Tennessee. Another 2-2. And that is outside with a breaking ball. The count has now run full to the left fielder, Roederer. Roederer with a single his last time up in the seventh. Fly down to left in the sixth. Lined out to left center field in the fourth. And he struck out in the second. That was last night. 3-2 off the end of the bat flare, out into shallow left field. Monasterio, Devaney. Now Monasterio takes a step back on to the infield dirt and makes the grab, and just as soon as he does, flips it to Cam Devaney. So we move on to the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers needing a big rally, trailing it 11-7. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Part of the ninth inning, Shuckers trailing it 11-7. Andrew Monasterio leads off for Biloxi from the right side. The left-hander C.D. Pelham rips in a fastball for a called strike by home plate umpire Dexter Kelly. It is 0-1. 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors for the Smokies, 7 runs on 8 hits, and 1 error for Biloxi. 0-1 is outside with a breaker. On the count is 1-1 to Monasterio. A 10-run. Bottom of the seventh inning, the difference in this one after the Shuckers scored 5 in the fifth to go up 6-1. 1-1. And Monasterio flinches and then brings the bat back with one hand over his head to indicate he did not swing. He did not, and the count is 2-1. Monasterio 2-for-3 today with a single, a home run, a walk, and a fly. 2-1, and a fastball paints the outer edge. The count draws even at 2-2. Shuckers did score a run in the top of the eighth inning on a single by Cam Devaney and an RBI single by Sal Frelick, his second of the day. The 2-2, and that is low. The count has run full now to Bonastero. Thomas Dillard to follow, and Tristan Lutz after him. Those are the three minimum that Biloxi will send to the plate here in the top of the ninth inning. Left-hander Pelham sets, and the outside black for a called third strike. Monasterio thought it was a little low. It might have been, but a backdoor slider, a pitcher's pitch, nicks the edge. First strikeout for Pelham, one gone, and Thomas Dillard the batter. First offer, that's at the top of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. Next offer, and Dillard takes high and outside, and it's 1-1. Thomas flipping around and batting from the right side, the switch hitter. 0-4 today, three strikeouts and a pop out to short. The kick and the 1-1. Dillard reaching with an outside slider. It is 0-2. The next offer is high. The count is 2-2. One gone and the base is empty. And the 2-2. He is low and inside. So the count has run full to Dillard. Shuckers just looking for something here in the ninth inning. Trailing by four. Left-hander Pelham takes a deep sigh. And the payoff pitch is outside ball four. So Dillard works the walk. And that might be the start of something for the Shuckers here, as Lutz will come to bat with one out here in the top of the ninth inning. A reminder, we have a seven-inning game coming up approximately a half hour after this one comes to a close. We'll have an official stick around with us after this one wraps up. Thomas Zinzarella will have the full rundown for you, as well as the start time for game number two. First offer to Lutz and a fastball. Around the shins, it is one ball and no strikes. Well, at the time, it appeared that Lutz gave the Shuckers a lot of insurance as he put them up 5-1 at the top of the sixth. The set in the 1-0. And he lashes this foul over on the right side. And the count is 1-1. And for Lutz, it was his ninth double of the year. And RBIs 37, 38, and 39. Remember, Tristan was on the development list for a little while, and ultimately, since he has come back, he has been an RBI machine. Landed on the IL for about 3 weeks, and he has picked right back up where he left off. 1-1 is inside, and the count is two balls and a strike to Tristan. And that is great news, and not just for the Shuckers, who obviously benefit from that, but for Tristan as well, who undoubtedly struggled last season at AA. The set and the 2-1. And this is a bouncer right to the second baseman. Strumpf underhands to recovering Vasquez, who skips over second and throws to first. And it is a game-ending 4-6-3 double play as the Smokies use one big inning to come back and top the Shuckers. And 24 hours and 3 minutes after we started this game, it comes to a close. 11-7 in favor of the Smokies. Final numbers in this game for you. For Tennessee, 11 runs on 12 hits and no errors. For Biloxi, 7 runs on 8 hits. They committed one error. Shuckers fall to 38 and 42. They've dropped 3 in a row now. And the Smokies snap a 3-game losing streak as they improve to 43 and 39. On the season, they are now 6 and 7 in the second half of the Southern League season. Well, we've got game number two coming up for you in just a little while. That's going to do it for us here on the other side. Thomas Zinzarella will have post-game coverage for you, including our start time for game way on the other side. Shuckers fall in our suspended game, 11-7. Donna Zinzarella has you on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Thomas and Zarella here to take you back through this one today. Again, it was a continuation in game one of the rainout that happened yesterday. The game was suspended at the top of the fifth inning, so they picked things up, but we're going to recap the full game for you. Shuckers jumped out to an early lead. Andrew Monasterio, solo home run in the first inning, 1-0. Shuckers, that was off of Riley Thompson, the starter. Feels like 5 days ago he pitched, just what happens when you have suspended games. But then Alexander Canario, one of his 2 home runs today, solo blast to kick off the second inning off of the right-hander T.J. Shook, and that would even the score at 1-1, and that's pretty much where it'd be. It was in the top of the fifth inning. Gabe Holt led off the frame with a single, and then that's when the game was suspended, when Jason Lopez was coming to the plate. But Biloxi, it was all about big innings. That was the theme today. Shuckers, 5 runs in the top of the fifth inning right after the game was resumed here today. Highlighted by RBI singles from Sal Frelick and Noah Campbell, but the biggie was a bases-clearing, bases-loaded double by Tristan Letts. That was his only hit today, but it seemed like a massive one at the time. Really broke open the ballgame. It was 6-1 at Biloxi at the halfway point. But as Garrett said as well, 10 runs in the seventh inning. Just massive, as they would send 13 men to the plate in the seventh inning, 10 runs on 9 hits. And it was another home run from Canario mixed in there. Jonathan Perlaza would come to bat twice, drive in a pair of runs, and also come in to score twice. He finished 2-for-4, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs. Canario drove in 4, 3-run home run in the seventh inning, and the Shuckers used the bullpen. It was off to a really good start. Arnaldo Hernandez scoreless, 2 innings out of the bullpen, but Robbie hit Chirino and Hinson all needed in that seventh inning. Hit did not record it out, gave up 4 runs on 3 hits. Chirino, third of an inning, sacrifice bunt for Bryce Winnemus, only out that he recorded, gave up 6 runs on 6 hits. And then JT Hinson closed it out, though, with a scoreless inning and 2/3 out of the bullpen. And so the Shuckers would get one back in the top of the eighth. Sal Frelick, his second hit of the day, and his second run driven. A RBI single up the middle that would score Cam Devaney, and which Frelick, and Monastero both finishing with a multi-hit games. Mentioned Monastero home run. He had a single in the third inning. But again, the Smokies' offense were just too much for the Shuckers here today. And now for some totals throughout the game. Shuckers, 7 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. And they would leave 7 men on base for the Smokies. 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors. And they would leave 8 men on base. Winning pitcher today, Max Bain, improves to 2-2 on the season. Losing pitcher is Harold Torino, falls to 1-2. In a game that was lasted over 2 different days, 2 hours and 50 minutes today at Smokies Stadium, in which the Shuckers dropped the front end of this somewhat of a doubleheader, with the Shuckers playing a 7-inning game right after this. We're going to take a look at some of the scores around the Brewers system and also some of the scores around the Southern League next year on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
And welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Thomas Cinzarella here to give you a look at some of the scores around the Southern League and also in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. We're going to start in the Southern League here today. A few games just getting underway, of course. Not everybody had a suspended game yesterday, so obviously a big difference. They actually finished today so far. The Embraves playing a day game against Rocket City up at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, and which the Embraves come out on top, 9-3 winners. Troy Bacon picks up the win, 5-1. He moves to. But really the story is Vaughn Grissom for the Embraves, who has come up and filled the void of C.J. Alexander, 11th-round draft pick out of Hagerty High School in Oviedo, Florida, back in 2019. In which Grissom was hitting over 300, 11 home runs, 55 runs driven in for the Rome Braves early this season, and now he is up in Double-A. He was, again, promoted because of the departure of C.J. Alexander, who was in that trade with the Kansas City Royals. And so Grissom, another big day today, a home run in the first inning, and which got the Embrays off and running. They would score two runs in each of the first two innings. Lugbauer RBI single the second to drive home a pair of runs, 4-0 there on top, and which Grissom was still a big part of that offense. Raleigh Delgado, two hits, two RBIs as well. Lugbauer finished with the multi-hit game. They racked up 13 hits in the contest, and which just too much for the Trash Pandas, in which plenty of pitchers today. Hayden Deal went out and threw four shutout innings on five strikeouts to start the game. That big southpaw pitcher for the Embraves. And then Bacon, Santos, Justin Yeager, and Odavi Javier combined for the rest of the final five frames. Skin 9-3 winners there. Lookouts in Pensacola just about set and underway from Blue Wahoo Stadium. And for Chattanooga, they'll go opposite. They'll go against Zach McCamley today, former Coastal Carolina Chant de Claire. And again, that game is almost set for first pitch, probably coming up right in a few minutes or so. And then Montgomery and Birmingham, 7:05 Central Time. They will get off and running. And John Doxak is the South Pond of Texas projected starter. No listed starter yet for Birmingham. Keep an eye on that game as well. We're almost set for game two of a seven-inning contest between the Shuckers and the Smokies again. The suspended game has been completed, in which the Shuckers fall by a score of 11-7. And first pitch is estimated at 6:50 Central Time. So, again, we're just wrapping up game one and getting you set for game two. And let's take a look at the Milwaukee Brewers scoreboard here today. Nashville and Memphis getting set, 7:05 first pitch at First Horizon Park. In Nashville, former Biloxi Shucker in the first round pick out of Mississippi State, Ethan Small, the southpaw on the hill today, 6-3, 3.19 ERA for Small. Remember, he was with the Brewers at one point this year, made his major league debut against the Chicago Cubs, in which there are plenty of former Smokies who were up there as well. So again, Small on the mound today for the Nashville Sounds, 52-32 overall record for Nashville, having a really good season in the International League. Remember, Wisconsin fell 1-0 to West Michigan yesterday. Well, they got their revenge, 5-2 winners in 11 innings, in which the T-Rats scored three runs in the top of the 11th inning. A Tristan Peters go-ahead triple, his eighth triple of the season. Speaking of triples as well, there was someone with the Schaumburg Bombers. I believe it's out in Schaumburg, Tennessee. I don't know who it is. They have 17 triples on the season. That is a Frontier League record. Frontier League is independent baseball, but just something about triples here today in baseball for sure. Wild pitch scores Peters, and then Xavier Warren doubles home a pair of runs. So 5-2, they would go on to win. Joe Gray Jr., sacrifice fly. Xavier Warren also an RBI single mixed in as well in that ball game. Hits were kind of hard to come by in those 11 innings. Robbie Baker picked up the hole. The lefty is sixth on the season. And Taylor Floyd, he was in the ninth inning, but ultimately coming out on top. He would go three innings and allow just the one run. So Taylor's ERA coming down a bit there for the T-Rats as they pick up a 5-2 win to limit the West Michigan Whitecaps just to five hits in the 11-inning thriller there. And mention as well, 1-0 loss yesterday for the T-Rats. Today, Carolina, the Mudcats, take care of the Delmarva Shorebirds, 1-0, and they score a run in the eighth inning. Jesus Chirinos, sacrifice fly, scores Eduardo Garcia. And so the Mudcats, just like the Shuckers, trying to near 500. Mudcats right now 41-42 record on the season. Again, first pitch between the Shuckers and Smokies in Game 2 is set for 6:50 Central Time. That wraps up our post-game show here for Game 1. Shuckers drop Game 1 of the series to the Tennessee Smokies as well, 11-7. A 10-run seventh inning would ultimately hurt the Shuckers after the game was suspended yesterday. Biloxi comes out 5 runs right out of the gate in the first half inning to continue to go up 6-1. But again, the big seventh inning ultimately hurts the Shuckers today. Well, when we come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network will get you set for Game 2. The pregame show for Game 2 rolls up next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. At all consultation physicians, we're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola Biloxi and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to Smoky Stadium out in Kodak, Tennessee. Game 2 of a 6-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella be joined alongside Garrett Green momentarily. Brief turnaround and a quick turnaround, I should say, between Game 1 and Game 2. Shuckers and Smokies battle it out after a rain came through the area in Kodak, Tennessee, just outside of Knoxville, and knocked out the ball game yesterday in the top of the fifth inning. And so the Shuckers and the Smokies continued today. And it was just the theme of big innings. Quick recap for those just joining us. Shuckers jumped out to 1-0 lead. Andrew Monasterio, solo home run. Alexander Canario tied the game in the second last night with a home run. And the second inning off of the right-hander, TJ Shuck, who that was all he gave up in four innings on the mound. Struck out three in the process as well. Game was suspended at the top of the fifth after a Gabe Holt leadoff single, so the Shuckers resumed it today with no outs. Holt at first, tie game at one, and both teams bringing in new pitchers as well, which for the Smokies, they had Samuel Reyes, who was going to give them some length in this game. Riley Thompson, the starter, went 2 2/3 innings, in which Thompson really ate through a lot of pitches, 50 pitches in just the 2 2/3 innings, and so he was yanked out of the ballgame in favor for Reyes. And so the Shuckers came out of the gate strong. RBI singles From Sal Frelick and Noah Campbell, then Tristan Lutz provided the bulk of the scoring and editing. A three-run bases-clearing double that would score three out of the five runs. Shuckers led 6-1 at the halfway point. But then here come the big bad Smokies. 10 runs in the seventh inning. They would bat around in that frame with really the Smokies with ease in that inning. Shuckers wouldn't get it out until the 10th batter of the inning. In that frame, Canario's second homer of the game, 3-run blast off the bat of him, drove in 4 on the day. Jonathan Perlaza batted twice the inning, reached base both times, collected his 2 hits and his 2 RBIs, and also scored twice in the inning. So Perlaza, leadoff man, having a good afternoon so far. Matt Mervis with 2 hits, Luis Vasquez 2 hits in the contest, but again, the player of the game for the Smokies, Alexander Canario, 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, and 2 runs, which, again, big home run, led to that 10-run seventh inning. Shuckers used 3 different pitchers. Shuckers did get 1 back at the top of the 8th. Sal Frelick, the Brewers' number 2 prospect, an RBI single, but the 10-run inning was too much to overcome, unfortunately, for the Shuckers, and they fall 11-7. J.T. Henson on the bright side, inning and 2/3 scoreless to end the ball game. Well, when we come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll get to the start of lots for both sides next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers. And on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella, we join alongside Gary Green momentarily, helping you get set for Game 2 here today after the Shuckers and Smokies finished a suspended game yesterday. Smokies looking to jump out to a 2-game advantage in the 6-game series as they run you down now through the starting 9 for both sides. For the Smokies, a switch-hitting right fielder, Jonathan Perlaza, leads things off, followed by the third baseman, Jake Slaughter. The designated hitter, the left-handed batter, Matt Mervis, followed by the second baseman out of UCLA, in Chase Strumpf. Left-handed first baseman, Bryce Ball, behind him, he bats fifth. Alexander Canario playing center field, bats sixth. Again, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. And the first game of this series, the catcher is going to be Cam Belego. Again, he's behind home plate batting seventh. Luis Vasquez back at shortstop batting eighth. And a new addition into the lineup today for the Smokies, the left fielder out of Cal Poly's, one of the Mustangs, Bradley Beasley. The right-hander Chris Clark goes to the hill today for the Smokies, looking to pick up their second win in this series. And now for the Shuckers, again, 3,800. on the season. The Brewers' number two prospect. And Sal Frelick, the left fielder, bats first. Again, playing left field, a little bit different from his center field position because we'll get to it down below. The Brewers' number three prospect in Joey Wimmer playing right field, bats second. Andrew Monastero clubbed his fourth home run of the season in game one, playing shortstop, batting third. Switching first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard bats cleanup. Ken Campbell was the first baseman in game one. Dillard heads back that way. And here he is, Mr. Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, returns to the Shuckers lineup as he bats fifth. Second baseman Felix Valerio bats sixth. The designated hitter is going to be Tristan Lutz batting seventh. Jason Koka, the switch hitting third baseman, bats eighth. And Brent Diaz, just reassigned from AAA Nashville, makes his Shuckers re-debut, you can call it here today, as he bats ninth. And the left hitter Nick Bennett will get the ball, the sixth round draft pick by the Brewers in 2019 out of the University of Louisville, coming off arguably one of his best starts of his career, which he struck out a career-high 9 in 6 shutout innings, as he looks to replicate that success here today against that Smokies lineup. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the scores around Major League Baseball and our picks to click. That's next on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video? It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Hi, and welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas Cinzarello will be joined by Garrett Green momentarily. Let's take a look at some of the scores in the round of Major League Baseball today. We'll start with the Biloxi Shuckers parent club and the Milwaukee Brewers. They were continuing their series up in Minnesota today, and they were going against the right-hander Joe Ryan, who's been really tough this year. ERA under 3 and 2.99. He tossed 5 1/3 innings today, allowed 1 run on 2 hits, and struck out 3. And that scoring came for the Twins early in the second off of Aaron Ashby. But then James Peterson, a solo home run, his 8th of the year, tied the game at 1 in the top of the 3rd. Well, then a walk-off three-run home run by Jose Miranda. A three-run blast, and the Twins walked off the Brew Crew today. You don't see that too often from Josh Hader, especially Devin Williams and Brad Boxberger. Boxberger worked out of a jam as well in the seventh inning. He pitched a scoreless seventh, did walk two. Devin Williams struck out two, allowed a hit in the eighth, and then Hader did not record an out. Three runs, two hits, a walk to his line, his ERA. Balloons up to 2.73. Devin Williams' ERA at .182 right now. And so the Brewers drop it today against the Minnesota Twins 4-1. Of course, now it's all about trade talk with this busy, busy month of July that's going on right now. You got the MLB draft coming up, trade deadline at the end of the month, a busy couple weeks for the Brewers, and what are they going to do to possibly add to try to bolster their offense in the NL Central. Red Sox and Rays just underway. Bottom of the third inning at Tropicana Field. Red Sox have struggled in Tampa Bay as of recently, but again, news yesterday, Chris Sale made his season debut. He's made just 10 starts in the last three seasons. So the Sox hoping that he can stay healthy. And right now, Rays are threatening currently right now. But the Rays dealing with a lot of injuries of their own. So that's why we've seen a lot of the Biscuits players, some guys being shuffled up and down and all that type of stuff as well. But National Anthem is up next here at Smokies Stadium. First pitch on the side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game? Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up! Hey,
play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewer stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
Well, welcome back to Smoky Stadium for game number two of a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Hello again, everybody. Garrett Green with you here. A big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for covering the time in between our two games. Excellent work, as always, from Thomas. Shuckers come into this second game at 38-42 on the year. They're 4-9 in the second half of the Southern League season, and they have now dropped three games in a row. As for Tennessee, they're now 43-39 on the year, and they are 6-7 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. Once again, here is the starting lineup for the Shuckers today. Leading off is the left fielder, Sal Frelick. Joey Weimer follows him in right, and Andrew Monasterio, the shortstop. That's third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman, Thomas Dillard. Garrett Mitchell, back in the lineup, is in center field. He will hit fifth, and Felix Valerio at second hits sixth. Tristan Lutz is the designated hitter. Following him at third is Jason Koka. And rounding it all out, also back in the lineup, is the catcher, Brent Diaz. They go opposite the right-hander, Chris Clark, who's 3-3 this year with a 4.56 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager, Mike Guerrero. So here is Frelick from the left side. 2 RBI along with a walk. Right-hander Chris Clark stares in. On the first offer, he's popped up. Right at home plate, waiting for it, Belego. Rooms into fair territory and makes the catch. And Sal Frelick on the first pitch of the game at 7:54 p.m. Eastern time. Pops out, and that's how we are off and running in game number two of today's action. Well, it is not a true doubleheader because we were suspended in game number one. And so this is a seven-inning game simply because we had to finish off a nine-inning game. That was played to its conclusion. Bases empty and one gone, and Joey Weimer in for the right side against the right-hander Clark. Operating from the first base side of the rubber, he winds and fires, and a first pitch is on the outside corner for a strike to Weimer. It is 0-1. Well, it is warm here in Knoxville. Kodak just outside of the Knoxville area, but still a rather pleasant evening as it is mid-July now, as the 0-1 is inside and the count is 1-1 to Weimer. It is 80 degrees at first pitch here in Kodak. Feels like it is 84 outside. The high today was simply 85. Very nice up here in the Smoky Mountains, even with a 69% humidity. As Weimer rockets this one out into right field, long run towards the line and a dive. He's past the outstretched glove of Perlaza and it rolls all the way to the right field corner. Weimer is going to go around second and he will jog into third with a triple with one out here in the first inning. And that is just what the doctor ordered for Joey Weimer. He's now hit safely in three of the last four games for Biloxi as he picks up his first triple of the year. A fly ball the opposite way. Perlaza, obviously shading Weimer to pull, had to go a long way to get to it. And so now Weimer in scoring position for the shortstop, Andrew Monasterio. Let's go ahead and get the rest of the defense for the Smokies tonight. Behind home plate, Cam Belego, Bryce Ball at first, third, and Luis Vasquez is the shortstop. With the outfield after the first offer to Monasterio, and here it is, a fastball called a strike. Bradley Beasley is out and left, Alexander Canario in center, and Jonathan Perlaza, who made that long-running effort, is out in right field. One gone, Weimer on third. Just underway here in the first inning, as Monasterio bounces this deep in the hole, picked up by Vasquez. His lone play is to first. It is there in time, but it's an RBI ground out by Monasterio as he drives in Weimer, and the Shuckers take a 1-0 lead in the first. So Weimer triples, Monasterio grounds out. The bases are empty and two gone for Thomas Dillard. Well, on the mound tonight for the Smokies, the 6'7", 215-pound right hitter, Chris Clark, 23 years old. First offer to Dillard, and that is high for a ball. It is 1-0. For Clark, it is the third time that he is facing off against the Shuckers. He got the double dip in our series back in Biloxi on June 7th and June 12th. 1-0 and a fastball is outside. On the count is two balls and no strikes to Thomas Dillard. Across 10 and two-thirds innings, he gave up 11 hits, 6 runs, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. 2-0, and that is high and away. It's 3 balls and no strikes to Dillard. Smokies won his first start in that series 5-2. They scored late in that one, and they lost in the series finale 5-4. Tristan Lutz delivering a walk-off RBI single. 3-0 pitch to Dillard, and he takes the whole way. It is up high for ball 4. So a man on base with two outs and Garrett Mitchell stepping to the plate for Biloxi. And what a sight to see, to have Mitchell back in the lineup. The first time that he has played in a game since all the way back on May 13th. He has missed 48 contests for the Shuckers with an oblique injury. Center fielder rated as the number 4 prospect. The Brewers organization will hit here with Thomas Dillard on first. Right-hander Clark winds and deals, and Dillard was going as this is fouled back for a strike. It is 0-1. It might surprise you, but Thomas Dillard has a sneaky number of stolen bases this year. He is 8-for-9 in steals, and he obviously saw something in Clark's delivery to attempt a steal off of him. He will retreat as Mitchell is in an 0-1 count. The kick and another 0-1. That is low and inside, and a back pick to first. Dillard slides in as the throw was into foul territory. So no tag from Ball. And it's one ball and one strike to Mitchell. Mitchell in 30 games with the Shuckers this year, hitting .224, 3 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, and 11 RBIs. First round pick by the Brewers in 2020 out of UCLA. Set and the 1-1. And a bouncer up the middle, long run over it, stab backhand. The long throw to first is not going to be in time. Mitchell with his 80-grade speed, legs out an infield single. So welcome back to the Shuckers, Garrett Mitchell, as he's on, and now they're 2 men on with 2 outs, and Felix Valerio coming to bat. Well, a pretty well-struck bouncer. Strumpf and Vasquez both moved for it on the right side of second. As a result, there was no one covering second base, to try and get the force out of Dillard. And with the throw across his body, Vasquez not going to get the speedy center fielder Mitchell. So an infield single for Garrett. Cars on first and second, and here is Felix Valeria. The first offer to Felix is a bouncer up the middle. Strumpf can't grab it backhanded. He just knocks it down and doesn't have a play. And so Valerio is on, and the bases are loaded for Tristan Lutz, with the Shuckers leading 1-0 here in the first. We will see how they score that. That will likely go down as an E4 on Strumpf. On a ball that, as he was reaching down, he left about 3 pound and the very end of his mitt, and the ball just knocked off the very tip of his glove and went straight down. And as a result, everybody is safe, and the Shuckers have a great opportunity with their designated hitter coming to bat. The set and the first offer. And Lutz, a hard bouncer on the ground. Gloved by Slaughter. He'll go the short way to second, and the Shuckers will leave them full. But they score a run on the first triple of the year for Joey Weimer, and an RBI ground out by Andrew Monasterio. And as we head on to the bottom of the first, it's the Shuckers 1 and the Smokies coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning, the Shuckers with a 1-0 lead as we go that way. And here is the starting nine for Tennessee in our second game today. Leading off is the wide fielder, Jonathan Perlaza. Jake Slaughter follows him in third. And Matt Mervis, the designated hitter, is the second baseman, Chase Strumpf. Bryce Ball at first. He is in the five spot. Alexander Canario in center. And Cam Belego, the catcher, bats seventh. In the eighth spot is the shortstop, Luis Vasquez. And rounding it all out is the left fielder, Bradley Beal. They go opposite the left-hander, Nick Bennett, 4-7 with a 5.32 ERA. And Bennett's first fastball is golfed deep right field. Weimer is going back, and one pitch into the bottom of the first inning. Jonathan Perlaza ties us at one on a solo home run. And the slugging Smokies continue their home run waves. 117th home run as a team for Tennessee. And for Perlaza, it is his 10th. Now means that for the Smokies, five of their batters have 10 or more home runs. As the first offering is a cutter at the knees to Slaughter for a strike, it is 0-1. Slaughter is another one of those hitters with double-digit homers. He's got 11 this year. As a slider is on the outer edge for a strike, and it is 0-2. But Perlaza was hunting a first-pitch fastball and did not miss, batting from the right side. The 0-2 to Slaughter, and a changeup is outside. The count is a ball and two strikes to Slaughter. So just like that, a brand-new ball game in the bottom of the first as Bennett deals home the 1-2. And a swing and a miss on a slider. So Slaughter down on strikes. One out here in the first. And before Matt Mervis comes to bat, here is the defense around the lefty, Nick Bennett, today. Brent Diaz is his catcher. Thomas Dillard at first. And Felix Valerio is at second. Eason Koka, the third baseman, and Andrew Monasterio is at short. In the outfield, it's the top three, or three of the top four prospects in the Brewers system. As the first offer to Mervis is golfed down into right field, but Weimer will stand still, take two small steps in, now two bigger steps to his right, and Mervis. Weimer is in right. Garrett Mitchell is in center today, and Sal Frelick is out in left. So after the leadoff home run, a good bounce back by the 6'3", 202-pound left-hander, Nick Bennett, 24 years old from Cincinnati, Ohio. Sixth-round pick by the Brewers in 2019 out of Louisville. The lefty peers into Strumpf on the first offer. And a slow bouncer. Left side coming on, and Monasterio won't be able to glove it. That was going to be a difficult play. He could foresee them maybe giving Strumpf a single on that. On a weak bouncer out to short. And it was a long run in for both Monasterio and Koka. Kind of a coin flip for whether it will be an error or a hit. And they have put it up on the board as a base hit. And there will be no argument out of this broadcast booth. So man on with two gone. And the first baseman, Bryce Ball, the batter. Then it sets and will throw to first. And a dive back in. And the ball gets away from Dillard. Heading for second and rounding for third is Strumpf. Here comes the throw across the diamond. And Koka with a good deep. But in standing up is Strumpf. So it's a two-base error on the failed pickoff move and the wide throw by Bennett. And now you just hope that doesn't lead to anything extra for the Smokies. So a mistake there for Bennett. And now the first offer on the way is hit into right field. A base hit for Ball. In the score is Strumpf. And the Smokies strike back for two in the bottom of the first to take a 2-1 lead. So Bryce Ball picks up the RBI. His 53rd of the year. And the error does likely would only be over at third. On that single. And now it's Canario who bounces this one foul. And it is 0-1. So the issues compounding for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the first inning. As Bennett looks to first and the 0-1. And this is yanked down the left field line but foul. Threw him a high slider, and Canario was out in front of it. By the way, should note that it is not an E1 on Bennett. It has actually been given as a missed catch on Thomas Dillard over at first, and it is mostly because he is fighting the sun right now. As the next pitch is hit high in the air, left field, foul ground, Koka in range, but that'll be into the bleachers and foul. And so the count is now 0-2 to Canario. So it's an E3 on Dillard on a missed catch. And again, with the way that the sun sets here at Smoky Stadium, it is very similar to how it was in Montgomery. So the sun sets behind the third base side of the stands. And so right now, the only player with any sun on him is Thomas Dillard, and he is fighting a brilliant ray of light that is right in his face. As the 0-2 is on the inner edge, he froze him with a cutter, and Bennett gets his second strikeout. But two runs come in and score on three hits and a costly error. We move on to the second. It's the Smokies 2 and the Shuckers 1. The Luxie Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united. Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the second inning. We are scheduled for seven between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. 2-1 in favor of Tennessee as we had three combined runs, five combined hits, and two errors in the first inning alone. Eight-hole hitter Yason Koka leads it off for the Shuckers. It's the right-hander Chris Clark, who threw 15 pitches in the first inning. Nine of them were for strikes, and Koka loops this ball down the left field line. That's the opposite way for the switch hitter, and it's a foul ball for a strike. It is 0-1. So the Shuckers get a run on the first on a triple by Weimer and an RBI ground out by Andrew Monasterio. Remember, they loaded the bases but could not drive in a run. The 0-1. Koka waves and misses at a changeup down the dirt, and it's 0-2. Jonathan Perlaza with a first-pitch homer. The first inning, Strumpf then reached on a bleeding grounder. Looped by Dillard, who was fighting the sun at first, and an RBI single by Bryce Ball gave the Smokies the lead. The 0-2, and a breaking ball chopped the opposite way, backing up on it, and a long throw across the diamond will not be in time. So Slaughter had to back up to play that ball. And as a result, Koka is on safely with an infield single. See if the Shuckers can turn that into a little bit of luck here as the catcher Brent Diaz comes up to bat for Biloxi. Diaz added back to the roster on Monday. Brought back from Nashville. Kind of a one-for-one swap with Jackson Reitz. First offer, and it's a pitch-out. Koka was not going. It is 1-0 to Diaz. Well, Diaz, this is the first game that he has played in with Biloxi since all the way back on June 15th as well. Remember, the Shuckers have just had a string of injuries. As the next offer is in tight, Koka takes a pretty big lead and is back in. Without a throw or without trying to steal second. The count is 2-0. The batter, Brent Diaz. The hold and the 2-0. And another pitch is high. The count very quickly 3-0 to Diaz. Well, Brent in 31 games with the Shuckers hitting .262 this year. Even whenever he hit the IL, he was on a 4-game hitting streak and a 9-game on base streak. Lucet and the 3-0. That's on the inner edge for a strike. It is 3-1. By the way, calling the balls and strikes in tonight's game is Ben Fernandez. Dexter Kelly is at third, and our crew chief Tom O'Neill is at first. Koka on first with nobody gone. Shuckers trailing 2-1 in the top of the second. We are scheduled for seven. Lucet and the 3-1. And Diaz reared up and swings through an in full to Brent. We can understand why the Shuckers would be off and running on Cam Bellego. The catcher has thrown out just 5 of 29 attempted base stealers at AA this year. 3-2, there goes the runner, and it's queued up the first baseline foul. Noah Zavala serving as the first base coach. Picks it up and underhands it to a fan on the first base side. And now the sun is no longer shining on the field on the first baseman, so unfortunate for Dillard in that long bottom of the first that he was fighting that one brilliant ray of sunshine right in his eyes. Coco retakes his lead off of first, and another 3-2 is over the plate for a called third strike. Dropped in a slider, and Diaz knew it. So a good job by Clark to bounce back from 3-0 down to strike out Diaz, his first K. One gone, and the lineup turns back over to Sal Freeland. First offer from Clark, and a fastball dots the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, when Freelich saw the right-hander Clark in the first game that the Shuckers played against the Smokies back on June 7th, he had a really good day against him. 2-for-3 with two doubles. Versal popped up on the first pitch of this game. It was caught at home by Belega. Spin and a throw to first, and Coca is back in standing up. Shuckers scored two runs off of the right-hander Clark in 5 2/3 innings. He tied a career high with 8 strikeouts. It is also a season high for him this year. 0-1. And a high bouncer waiting back on at the second baseman Strumpf, and he will make the throw from shallow right field to retire Freeland. No opportunity for a double play as Coca moves into scoring position. And now it's Joey Weimer. The high chopper into the outfield. But no luck there for Freelich as he is retired. Weimer batting with the tying run in scoring position after a triple and a run scored. The last time up for Joey. Weimer opting to wear his gray pants rolled up just below the knees and showing the black socks as part of his stirrups today. Coca leads off of second and the first pitch. And this is hit high in the air. Out into right field, backing up on it, Perlaza, and right at the edge of the center of the warning track, he reaches up and makes the grab for the out. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left in scoring position. We're through 1.5, scheduled for 7 today. And the Shuckers trail it 2-1 against the Smokies on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Tennessee Smokies 2-1. Southpaw Nick Bennett fields the first one to the right-handed hitting Cam Belego. He whips in a cutter at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. 2 runs on 3 hits and a costly error for the Smokies in the bottom of the first inning as Bennett winds home with the 0-1. And that's hit out towards the right field gap and will get past Weimer and get all the way out to the wall on a hop. Joey fields it. And hits the cutoff man, but it's a leadoff double by Cam Belego. Fourth hit of the night for the Smokies. And instantly a man in scoring position for Luis Vasquez. Well, for all of the action in the bottom of the first inning, incredibly enough, Nick Bennett threw just 12 pitches in that frame. He threw 11 strikes. The first pitch home run by Jonathan Perlaza. Little infield bleeder by Strumpf, and then the RBI single by Bryce Bull. So here's Vasquez from the right side, and the first offer is a cutter in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, a scouting report on the left-hander Bennett, he throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a cutter. Left-hander operating in three-quarters length black sleeves tonight. A look at the 0-1. And a bunt up the first baseline. Dillard picks it up, and he will get in the way of the runner Vasquez and tag him out, three unassisted. The sacrifice moves Belego to third. A sacrifice bunt. First out. Second sack bunt that we've seen today. And Bradley Beasley, the left fielder, will come to hit. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops. White names and numbers on the back. They wear the gray pants, and they have on the black caps here in game number two. Meanwhile, for the Smokies, they are in their military jerseys. As the first offer to Beasley, he's right in there for a strike, 0-1. They are blue and white digital camouflage with Smokey and red numbers outlined in white on the back. The set in the 0-1. And a slider is bounced out to short. Monasterio has it, and his only throw is the first as he slightly bobbled it. And in the score is Belego. So small ball works for the Smokies as they add on another and make it 3-1. RBI ground out by Beasley. So two gone and the base is empty, but a tough break for Bennett. Weak contact as he jammed him with a cutter, but Beasley just put it in play. And Monasterio, as he scooped it with the glove and tried to corral it with his hand, just didn't get it out cleanly. First offer is a cutter that is violently swung through and missed by Perlaza for a strike. It is 0-1. So 3-1 in favor of Tennessee here in the bottom of the second. As the 0-1, another slider. One tipped slightly by Perlaza, and it is 0-2. And Perlaza with the first pitch home run, an inning ago in the bottom of the first. Bennett hesitates in the 0-2, and a slider called a ball. Wow. Looked like Bennett put that right on the outside edge, right at the bottom of the zone. And that looked like a missed call from Ben Fernandez. So Bennett, the 1-2 offer. And this is golfed out to short and under the diving glove of Monasterio in the left. Freelick cuts it off, spins and throws, heading for second. Perlaza, the tag is late. And it's a hustle double for the right fielder. One pitch after it looked like Bennett had struck him out. So a tough break for Nick. Second double of the inning. And now Jake Slaughter coming to bat. And Monasterio at a full dive towards center field, and that ball skipped underneath his outstretched glove. And now it's Slaughter in the first offer. Is fouled off for a strike. It is 0-1. So seven of the first 11 batters that Bennett has faced have swung at the first. The kick and the 0-1. And another swing and a miss. He just blew a cutter by him there. It's 0-2. And that's what's tough for Nick is that in his last outing against Montgomery, he went blow for blow with Taj Bradley and came out with the win. Six shutout innings with nine strikeouts, a career high. The 0-2, and Slaughter cues it foul. He has just can't grip it. The count stays at 0-2. And tonight, his stuff looks just as sharp as it did the other night. The only really hard hit stuff, the double by Belego to lead off this inning, and obviously the home run by Perlaza. The set and the 0-2. And this is fouled off third base side. And he is also filling up the zone right now. Bennett has now thrown 26 pitches, and 24 of them have been strikes. He threw a ball to Slaughter before he struck him out. And he threw a ball to Perlaza on what looked like a called third strike. 0-2 is grounded up the third base side and fouled. It is very possible that Bennett has only actually thrown one ball tonight. But again, that backdoor slider to Perlaza called a ball when it looked like Bennett had gotten a strikeout to end the inning. He does have Slaughter in an 0-2 count here with the man at second and two gone. And Bennett, after another peek to second, the 0-2. And a bouncer over to third. Koka gloves it, waist high, slings sidearm, and Dillard brings it in around his cleats at a stretch and brings the second inning to a conclusion. But the Smokies get another run on two hits, and they strand a man. And as we move on to the third, we are scheduled for seven. The Shuckers trail it 3-1, and the Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
One Smokies as we go to the third. Andrew Monasterio lifts his hands up and takes a pitch inside for a ball. And the right-hander Chris Clark is 1-0. Monasterio, Dillard, and Mitchell, the 3-1 for the Shuckers here, trailing by a pair as we start the third inning. We're scheduled for seven here in our game. 1-0. And Monasterio bounces it third base side off the heel of the glove by Slaughter. It's picked up by Vasquez, and his throw does not make it to first as ball cuts it off. So Monasterio, a sharp grounder to third that eats up Slaughter, and the leadoff man is on for Biloxi. Two runs in the bottom of the first inning by Tennessee. A home run by Perlaza, a single by Strumpf, a two-base error, and an RBI single. Smokies then played small ball in the second. Leadoff double by Belango. A sack bunt moved him to third, and he scored on an infield ground out by Beasley. Dillard from the left side, and the set by Clark, and a spin and a throw, and Monasterio is back in standing up. And they have called that an E5 on Slaughter. So the second error of the night for the Smokies. First offer to Dillard, and Thomas fouls this one off and catches it with his backswing. Strike one to Dillard. Thomas drew a walk back in the first inning after he walked in his last at-bat in the ninth. And so Dillard now this season, 58 walks to lead the Southern League. The 0-1. And that's high and tight. One ball and one strike. With those two walks, Dillard is now just 9 base on balls away from tying the single-season franchise record. Brett Phillips with 67 walks in 2016 for the electric outfielder, now playing with the Tampa Bay Rays. 1-1, and Dillard fouls off a slider. Came in cutting towards his hands, and the count is 1-2. Really. Looked like Thomas just missed that pitch. Came in just enough for him to foul it off around the bright neon-gripped handle of the bat. Infield plays the left-handed hitter to pull. The shortstop Vasquez up the middle. Right-hander Clark is 1-2 pitch. And Dillard hits it out into the left field gap, and that'll fall in front of the center fielder, Canario. Monasterio rounds second, but Dillard has his first hit of the night. All of a sudden, Biloxi has the tying run on board, and Garrett Mitchell coming to bat. And for the Shuckers in our suspended game that was concluded earlier, outside of a 10-run bottom of the seventh, they absolutely outplayed the Smokies. Just one big inning undid it all. Offense did still score 7 runs in that game, so very much within reach here. Right-hander Clark deals for a ball. It is 1-0. Garrett with an infield single his last time up. Remember, the Shuckers ended up loading the bases in the top of the first inning, but could not drive in more than one run. That scored after Weimer tripled, and Monasterio drove him in with a ground out. 1-0 and a chopper first base side. Backing up on it, first baseman ball, throw to first, and just there in front of Clark, in front of Mitchell, is Chris Clark. So 3-1 on the putout as Mitchell, never lacking for speed, bounces another one into the ground. It works like a sacrifice bunt to move both runners into scoring position. And now Felix Valerio comes to bat. And before Valerio comes up, Clark is going to have a word with his catcher, Belega. So an opportunity for the Shuckers here. Tying run at second base, trailing 3-1 in the top of the third. And in a 7-inning game, you really have to capitalize on your scoring opportunities because you obviously don't have those last couple of frames. So runners on second and third and one out. The first pitch to Valerio, and Felix fights it off the opposite way foul. It is 0-1. Valerio reached on an error by Strumpf his last time up. Right-hander Clark now at 37 pitches, 25 of them for strikes. The 0-1, and a breaking ball bounced over to third, scooped up by Slaughter, looks the runner back, and throws the first to retire Felix. 5-3 on the ground out. Two gone as Monasterio remains at third. Dillard stays put at second. Now it falls to Tristan Lutz with two gone here in the top of the third inning. Picked by the Chicago Cubs in 2019 out of USC. And a pretty durable starter this year. He has thrown at least 5 innings in all but one start this year at the AA level. Right-hander sets. And his first offer to Lutz, and a slider bends over the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. The lone outing that Clark did not make it at least 5 innings was in his third ever appearance with Tennessee. It was all the way back on May 27th at Rocket City. The righty sets, and the 0-1. And a slider buried in the dirt. Lutz did not offer. The count is 1-1. In that outing, Clark went 2 innings. He gave up 4 unearned runs on 4 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. A game that the Smokies would lose 8-3 to Rocket City, who went on and won the first half North Division title, punching their ticket to the postseason. Dillard at second, Monasterio at third. Dillard represents the tying run here in the top of the third inning with 2 gone. And the 1-1 and a chopper up the middle. Waiting back on it, the second baseman Strumpf in shallow center field. And he makes an accurate throw to first to retire Lutz. Well, the third time today that Lutz has sent a bouncer up the middle, and he is retired. And the Shuckers strand a pair. No runs, a hit, an error, and 2 men left on. 2.5 in the books. We are scheduled for 7. Shuckers trailing the Smokies 3-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
With the third inning, Smokies leading the Shuckers 3-1. The first offer from Nick Bennett is a slider that spins around Matt Mervis, who was showing bunt, and just missed the inside edge. It is 1-0. That is just the third ball that Nick Bennett has thrown tonight. And 1-0, another really good-looking slider. And it's called a ball. And the count is 2 balls and no strikes to Matt Mervis. 30 pitches now for Bennett, 26 for strikes. As this is bounced hard on the ground, but Dillard has it behind first, and he will jog the bag and retire the designated hitter for the Smokies, one gone on the ground now. Shuckers scored in the first inning on a one-out triple by Weimer and an RBI ground out by Andrew Monasterio. Smokies tied it in the bottom of the first inning on a solo home run by Jonathan Perlaza. With two outs, Strum hit an infield single, went to third on a two-base missed catch on a pickoff move as the first offer is low and in for a ball and would score on an RBI single by Ball. Smokies added on himself with a double. 1-0. And that is in tight. 2 balls and no strikes. Vasquez sacrificed Belego to third and an infield ground out scored the runner. The set in the 2-0. And a slider finds the bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. Shuckers have had their chances so far today as well. They have left 6 men on base through the first 3 innings as a cutter is low and in, and the count is now 3-1. Biloxi already 0-for-7 with men in scoring position through the first 3 frames. You set in the 3-1, and a bouncer foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Now, mind you, Monasterio goes 0-for-1 on his RBI groundout, though it did bring in Weimer. And then Valerio reaches on an error. So that does not count with the man in scoring position. 3-2. And that is hit to left field towards the foul pole and that short porch, but it is wide of the pole and foul. Well, Strumpf was just down in front. And so the count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes to Chase Strumpf. Bennett, the 3-2 pitch, and a breaking ball is called strike 3 at the bottom of the zone. Dropped in a slider, it's the third K of the day for Bennett. Second one looking, he's gotten 2 on the slider and 1 on the cutter. And with 2 outs, it is Bryce Ball. Well, we saw in his start against Montgomery earlier on this road trip, as the first pitch is half-heartedly swung through and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. That Bennett really does have a good feel for that slider. The kick and the 0-1. And another slider, front door for a spike to the left-handed hitting ball. It is 0-2. 2 gone on the bases empty. Bennett looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. The southpaw peers in. And the 0-2. And a slider is tipped. And Bennett strikes out a pair as part of a 1-2-3 bottom of the third. We go on to the fourth. We're scheduled for 7. Shuckers trailing at 3-1 as we go that way. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Start of the fourth inning. We are scheduled for 7 here in this game. Shuckers trailing the Tennessee Smokies 3-1. 8-9-1 due up here for Biloxi in the fourth. Jason Coca, Brent Diaz, and Sal Frelick. As the right-hander Chris Clark continues along here in the fourth inning. Clark at 41 pitches through the first three frames. 28 have been strikes. The set on the first offer. And Coca swings over a curve one. Coca with an infield single the opposite way his last time up in the second. Moved to second on a ground out by Frelick, but was left stranded on a fly out to deep right by Weimer. The 0-1. And a curveball at the knees for a strike. It is 0-2 to Yason. Three runs, five hits, two errors for the Smokies. One run, four hits, and one error for Biloxi. Right-hander Clark sets. And the 0-2 is fouled back to the netting. Let's look how State is at 0-2 to Yason. Lokoka has hit safely now in 14 of the last 17 games. He did have an 0-for-3 performance back on Saturday night. 0-2 when he swings and misses at a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's just the second strikeout for Clark. One gone, and Brent Diaz coming to hit. This is still just game number 2 of this 6-game series. Back to a regular 6:15 Central Time start time tomorrow. Left-hander Brandon Kinnear will be on the mound. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Ryan Jensen. Diaz from the right side. On the first offer. And Brent watches a slider. That looked like a strike, and it is called a ball. The count is 1-0. That looked like it came right over the inner edge about thigh high. And it is called a ball. Well, Diaz will take it as he's ahead in the count 1-0. The pitch. And Brent fouls this back. And the count is 1-1. Well, Smoky Stadium was a good spot for Diaz last year. Set a new career high with 5 RBIs back on May 23rd last year. Part of that was a grand slam for Brent. One of 2 grand slams he has hit with the Shuckers in his career. 1-1. Tango in the count is 1-2. Diaz would end up matching his career high with 5 RBIs earlier this year, back on May 29th against Montgomery. The set and the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Just blew a 93-mile-an-hour fastball past him on the inner edge. Back-to-back strikeouts for Clark. Two gone here in the fourth inning. And the lineup card turns back over to Sal Freeland. Remember, Shuckers will round out their 12-game road trip as they will play here through Sunday and then have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off for the Major League All-Star break as Frelick bounces one in between the second baseman and the shortstop, Strumpf and Vasquez, and out into shallow right center field. And Sal Frelick comes away with a hit after he had had two in the previous game. Freelink continuing to be a hit machine. As he has now hit safely in five straight games. He's on base with two outs for Joey Weimer. Right-hander Clark sets in the pitch, and Joey checks his swing on a fastball off the plate for ball one. Now Weimer with a triple down the first baseline, his first triple of the year. Came in and scored on an RBI ground out by Monasterio. It is the lone run the Shuckers have scored in this game. The set and the 1-0. And Joey pounds a breaking ball into the ground. Charging on the third baseman, Slaughter. The throw to first is in time. And so a two-out single by Frelick, but nothing else for the Shuckers in the top of the fourth. 3.5 in the books. We are scheduled for 7. And the Shuckers still trail it 3-1. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys. The Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Southpaw Nick Bennett who is on the first pitch slider for a called strike to Alexander Canario that kicks off the bottom of the fourth inning. The Shuckers trailing the Smokies 3-1. The next offer, this is bounced back to third. Waiting back on it, Coca winds and makes a strong throw across the diamond. Dillard stretches out and hauls it in, and Canario is retired on two pitches. That's five straight retired for Bennett. One gone and Cambalego coming to hit. Three runs on five hits and two errors for the Smokies. One run on five hits and one error for Biloxi. That one error proving costly in the first inning. Single. He went first to third on a missed catch by Diller. The sun was in his eyes. As the first offer is a little low and inside with a cutter. The right-handed hitting Cambalego. It is 1-0. Bennett, the one ball offer. And that is cued off foul. And the count is 1-1. Malenko led off the second inning with a double, was sacrificed to third, and then scored on an infield ground out by Beasley. Bennett, the 1-1. And a breaker bounced out to short. Monasterio waits on it, has plenty of time, and the throw is above the cap to Dillard, who hauls it in. So six in a row retired by Bennett, settling into a groove here, and with two gone, it's Luis Vasquez. Well, again, the key here for Bennett, certainly want to keep it within striking distance outside of that fourth inning. Biloxi has had a man in scoring position in each of the first three innings. As the first offer is golfed down the left field line, Vasquez just yanked it foul, but it had home run distance, and it is just a loud strike one to the shortstop. But again, for Biloxi, TJ shook through the first four innings in our suspended game, so it was a bullpen effort in game two. The 0-1, cutter whipped in for a strike at his 0-2. Much rather in our suspended game, but Arnaldo Hernandez, Robbie Hitt, Harold Chirino, and JT Henson all through. Bennett, the 0-2 pitch is outside. Tried to hesitate at the top of his delivery and just didn't finish all the way through. And missed the back door with a slider. The count is 1-2. But as a result, Bennett trying to fill out this game for the Shuckers. Just a 7-inning contest. 1-2. And there's another backdoor pitch called a ball. That was about a ball length off the plate. And no chase from Vasquez. It is 2-2. Two gone and the base is empty. Shuckers trailing 3-1 here on the bottom of the fourth. Bennett, the break-even offer. And that is hit over the head of Coca and down towards the left field corner. It ricochets away from Frelick. And rounding in the second, standing up with a two-out double is Vasquez. So that breaks up a string of six in a row retired by Bennett. So man in scoring position for Bradley Beasley. Fourth extra base hit of the night for the Smokies, and that was one just pulled right over the head of Coca. Tucked about 3 feet in fair territory. Bennett, the first offer. And that's chopped over to third, but wide of the bag and foul. It's 0-1 to Beasley. We're coming up on 9 o'clock here, but because we are in the Eastern time zone, just by a little bit, beautiful sunset sky here as we come up on 9 o'clock. The set and the 0-1. And this is ripped out into right center field, a base hit. Coming on the scoop is Mitchell, but in the score is Vasquez. And Beasley has his second RBI of the night. And the Smokies add on another. It's 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. So another base runner comes in to score. And the Smokies add on to their lead. As the lineup card turns over and Jonathan Perlaza is the batter. There are just some white clouds that are out beyond center field. Really just wisps that are lit up with a beautiful golden hue out there. As a slider misses outside for a ball, it is 1-0 to Perlaza. So Bennett now at 54 pitches tonight. 43 of them have been for strikes. The south ball, though, 1-0. And another breaking ball that's off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. And it's got to be careful to Perlaza here. Right fielder batting from the right side is 2-for-2 today with a home run and a double. Where he homered on the first pitch that he saw. The 2-0. And a bouncer up the third baseline, but again foul. Saw the ball thin around the hands on the count is 2-1. Not a breath of wind in the ballpark tonight. It is very still now. As Bennett brings home the 2-1. And a violent swing and a miss on a cutter. A back pick to first and a dive back in head first in front of the tag by Beasley. And the count draws even at 2-2 to Perlaza. Shuckers are playing the right-handed hitter to pull. Koga is about 10 feet inside of the third base line. And about two paces in from the outfield grass. Shortstop Monasterio pinched close to him. And a lob throw over the first just to push the runner Beasley back in. Meanwhile, Valerio is pretty much up the middle. He's about four paces to the right of second base from where we sit, and his heels are on the outfield grounds. The 2-2, there goes the runner, and it's fouled off. So a spoiled chance for a stolen base for Beasley. The count will stay at 2-2. Beasley this season, two steals in a pair of attempts in his previous 22 games with the Smokies. Outfield is straight away, and the left fielder, Frelick, is playing pretty deep for Perlaza. The 2-2 is hit right towards short. Monasterio has it, and a backhanded flip to second the short way retires Beasley for the final out in the bottom of the fourth. But the Smokies out on another on two hits and strand a man. We move on to the fifth. We're scheduled for seven. The Shuckers trailing the Smokies 4-1, and as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch to start the fifth inning is high and tight to Andrew Monasterio. The next offer from the right-hander Chris Clark hit in the air, out into right field. Backing up on its trump, Perlaza comes in. He'll settle underneath it and make the catch. So two pitches to retire Monasterio. One gone here in the top of the fifth. And Thomas Dillard, the batter. Shuckers now trailing the Smokies 4-1. Four runs on seven hits, two errors for Tennessee. One run on five hits and one error. Right-hander Clark now up to 54 pitches today. 38 of them have been for strikes. We are scheduled for seven innings in this game. As the first offer fastball at 92 is around the knees for a ball to Thomas Dillard, it is 1-0. Both teams relying pretty heavily on their bullpens in game one of this series. As the next offer, low and outside, 2-0 to Dillard. So as a result, the onus is on the starters. And so far, they have both delivered. Through four innings, Bennett is at 59 pitches for Biloxi as Dillard grounds this one foul on the first base side. The count is 2-1. Dillard has reached both times today. Walked in the first, and he singled the left back in the third. Garrett Mitchell waiting on deck with one gone. Clark sets out from his belly button, and the tall right-hander is 2-1. On a backdoor breaking ball is outside. It's three balls and a strike to Thomas. The set in the 3-1. And that is high and outside. It's ball four. So Dillard works his second walk of the night. And now with the man on and one gone, it will be Garrett Mitchell. In a matchup of what will now be Big Ten schools, UCLA versus USC. Thomas Zinzarello is back in the studio. I've got that right, correct? UCLA and USC now head to the Big Ten.
That is correct.
First throw over to Thomas Dibble. Yeah, all kinds of shuffling going on. They're still Pac-12 schools for now. First offer to Mitchell, and there goes Dillard. The pitch is swung on a miss. The throw to second bounces and goes into center field, and Dillard will get up and head to third. So it's a stolen base for Thomas Dillard. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast, but that is his ninth steal in 10 attempts this year, and he moves to third. One of the catcher, Kim Belego. Which was a strike to Mitchell, but nonetheless, Thomas Dillard, 9 for 10 in steals. He might get double-digit steals this season. And on third with only one gone, and now a great opportunity for Mitchell to drive in a run. Clark readies in the 0-1. And a backdoor curve misses the outer edge of the left-handed hitter. It is 1-1. Mitchell 1 for 2 today with an infield single back in the first. Really a missed opportunity for the Shuckers. They loaded the bases with two outs. Could not push across a run. The 1-1. And Mitchell a high chopper. Towards second coming on. Strumpf, he'll scoop, he'll throw. It's not in time. And Garrett Mitchell legs out an infield single to drive in Dillard. And the Shuckers draw within a pair at 4-2. So Mitchell has not left the infield tonight, but with two bouncers, he has gotten a pair of singles, and he drives in a run. It's his 12th RBI of the year. And now Felix Valerio batting as the tying run. Mitchell, a couple of steps lead off of first, and the first pitch, and Valerio sends a high bouncer that goes over the head of Slaughter and out into left. Mitchell thought about heading for third, but he will pull up as it's scooped up by Beasley. And the Shuckers are in business here in the fifth inning, as that's a Baltimore chop right there from Valerio. He just pounded that into the dirt in front of home plate, and it took such a high bounce that Slaughter took two steps in, and it went right over his head. Even if he would have stayed put, I don't know if he really had a chance for it. So a walk, a steal, a throwing error, and then back-to-back singles has put the tying run on base for Biloxi. And no action in the bullpen right now by the Remember, they threw four relievers in game number one of this series. Samuel Reyes in last night's part of the game, and then they threw Graham Lawson, Max Bain, and C.D. Pelham, all of them for multiple innings when we resumed our game earlier today. Smokies would end up winning that one 11-7, thanks to a 10-run bottom of the seventh. So again, both of these teams looking to get as much length out of their starters as they possibly can. Clark now at 63 pitches, 42 of them for strikes. The tying run is on first, and Tristan Lutz coming to bat. Clark looks back to second, and the first pitch, and Lutz bounces this inside of first and fair. Out into right field, Mitchell is going to round third, and he will score. Valerio to third, and an inside-out bouncer goes over the first base bag. A shrug from Tristan Lutz. He will take it, move his on-base streak to 12 games, and the Shuckers have the tying run at third as they now trail it 4-3 here in the fifth inning. Well, so many bounces have gone against the Shuckers through the first four innings of this game, and they finally get one that goes their way. An RBI single by Tristan Lutz. That's his 40th run driven in of the year. An opposite field bouncer for the right-handed hitter moves Valerio to third, and Coca to bat. First offer, and Yason hits it on the ground. Scooped up by the second baseman, Schrumpf, the second for one on the first. It's a double play, and Coca goes over the bag and comes up grabbing at his left hamstring. And so this might be bad news for the Shuckers. They do hit into a 4-6-3 double play that ends the top of the fifth inning and strands the tying run at third. But Nathan Coca, who went awkwardly over third base and came up grabbing at his left quad and really the back there. And now a really awkward moment because well, it looks like we were supposed to have God Bless America here as part of the seventh inning stretch. But before they do that, the training staffs will attend to Yason Coca, who is now up to his feet. Mike Guerrero and Matt Deal are there, and Chucky Caulfield as well. And Coca is going to need assistance to be helped off the field, and he is not putting weight very much on that left leg. Our view is being impeded a little bit by Mike Guerrero, but right now, Coca is having to be helped off the field. And so the Shuckers are going to have to make a defensive replacement. And you just hope that everything is okay with Yason. He is going to take a moment to get off the field. So that does bring a very exciting top of the fifth inning to a close. Shuckers hit into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play, but they do score two in the top of the fifth. And we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers now trailing by a run at 4-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Home half of the fifth inning, we are scheduled for seven. Shuckers now trailing the Tennessee Smokies by a run at 4-3. First offer from Nick Bennett is a slider that is ripped at and missed by Jake Slaughter for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Yason Coca helped off the field as the 0-1. Slider misses outside. It's 1-1. Both Matt Deal and Matt Pollock helping the left fielder, or the third baseman Coca, off the field. As the 1-1 is hit in the air, left field, and Slaughter out to left, and it's gone. A hanging slider by Bennett, and Slaughter clears the fence out in left, his 12th home run of the year, and the Southern League Player of the Month for June hits another. And all the hard work the Shuckers did in the top of the fifth undone slightly as they now trail 5-3. So now it's Matt Mervis from the left side, and the first pitch is in tight for a ball, 1-0. So the last bit of housekeeping with Coca out of the game, Cam Devaney has come into play ball in around the hands. Now two balls and no strikes to Mervis. The set and the 2-0. And a rip and a miss at a cutter down low. The count is 2-1. And so for the Shuckers, just absolutely gutting. We'll find out what the prognosis is for Jason Koka as the 2-1 is inside with the cutter. It's 3-1. Because yesterday and the day before was the healthiest the Shuckers have been really since the beginning of the season. 3-1 is a busted bat, fly ball, foul. And Mervis will need to get a new stick. But now the Shuckers coming into tonight had just two players on the injured list. Abner Uribe, who was on the 60-day IL, and Freddie Zamora, who was on the full-season IL. So with the activation of both Garrett Mitchell and Tristan Lutz, the Shuckers were finally getting healthy. We just hope everything is all right with Yason. There is some action out in Biloxi's bullpen as the right-hander Zach Venero is starting to warm. The 3-2 to Mervis, and he rolls over to first. Gloved by Dillard, he'll hold up the stop sign and wheel around to the base himself. Three unassisted on the ground now. Mervis is retired. One gone and Trace Strump the batter. Well, there is plenty that is going on in the world of baseball right now as we barrel towards the All-Star break. The final couple of spots being filled out in the Home Run Derby, and it is shaping up to be a dandy. First pitch is a little low for a ball to Strump. It is 1-0. And a bouncer foul, it is 1-1. About an hour ago, the seventh Home Run Derby participant was revealed. Jose Ramirez is going to participate in the Home Run Derby. The 1-1. And Strump swings over a slider. The count is now 1-2. So he joins Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, Ronald Acuna Jr., Albert Pujols, Kyle Schwarber, and Julio Rodriguez. As the 1-2 is tipped foul, and Diaz has a ricochet off of him. And so the count stays at a ball and two strikes. Rodriguez was added earlier today. So there is one spot open in the Home Run Derby, and a name that is noticeably absent is Shohei Ohtani. 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Cutter at the bottom of the zone, and Bennett picks up his fifth strikeout of the night. Two gone, and Bryce Ball the batter. Well, the Home Run Derby comes your way on Monday, and then the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday night. Several former Biloxi Shuckers participating as the first offer is inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Josh Hader will not be a participant in the All-Star game this year. He is going to spend some time at home with his wife and newborn child. As this is flied, shallow infield coming on Monasterio. He'll make the catch for the out. But the Smokies add on another on the solo home run to lead off the inning by Jake Slaughter. And as we head on to the sixth, we are scheduled for 7. It's the Smokies 5 and the Shuckers 3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No. Nope.
You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the sixth inning. Tonight's game between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Tennessee now leading it 5-3. After a solo home run by Jake Slaughter, two runs that the Shuckers scored in the top half of the frame. Well, the right-hander Chris Clark is out for the sixth. He's at 65 pitches. 44 of them have been for strikes. And there is currently not any action out in the bullpen for the Smokies. It'll be 9-1-2, Diaz, Frelich, and Weimer, the 3-2-up for the Shuckers, here in the top of the sixth. Remember, this is a 7-inning game. Set in the first offer, and a check swing, an appeal to first, and Tom O'Neill, our crew chief, says that Diaz went around. It is strike one. So through the first 5 innings for Clark, 8 hits, 3 runs all earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Clark, the 0-1, and a fastball is fouled off by Brent. The count is now 0-2. Shuckers got 2 runs in the fifth, a walk to Thomas Dillard, a steal of second, and then an advancement to third on a throwing error. Garrett Mitchell with an infield RBI single, Felix Valerio with a single, and then Tristan Lutz with an RBI single inside of first. The set in the 0-2, and that is high. So unfortunately, Jason Koka hitting into a 4-6-3 double play that ended the inning, and he was also injured and removed from the game after going over first awkwardly. 1-2, and Diaz hits this inside of third and fair down towards the left field corner. Diaz around first. He will head into second base standing up with a double just inside of the third base line. So for Brent, that extends his hitting streak to 5 games, and he now has a 10-game on-base streak. Seventh two-bagger of the year for Diaz. And now the tying run is coming to the plate in the form of Sal Frelick. The Shuckers just looking to well. Just a movement from Tom O'Neill out to second base to cover where Diaz is leading off. First pitch to Frelick. And Sal takes a sweeping bender right at the letters for a strike. It is 0-1. Frelich 1-for-3 in this game. Singled his last time up in the fourth. Split right in between Strumpf and Vasquez, the second baseman and shortstop, respectively. The kick and the 0-1. And Frelich lifts this one down the left field line, but that'll twist foul. The count is no balls and 2 strikes to Sal. 5 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors for the Smokies. 3 runs on 9 hits and 1 error for Biloxi. Shuckers are 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position tonight. They've left 8 men on base. The 0-2 is low and inside. Freely takes a ball. And with that, there is some right-handed action out of the bullpen for the Smokies. Well, before the bottom of the fifth came to an inning, we were talking about the All-Stars, the former Biloxi Shuckers that will be participating in the Major League All-Star game coming up on Tuesday night. Mentioned Josh Hader named to the All-Star team but will not participate as this pitch is down in the dirt and Diaz is going to head for third, but a great recovery by Belego and they throw out Diaz as he slides in. So a ball that ricocheted off the glove of Belego. Diaz trying to advance and he is caught 2-5. And so the leadoff double undone. And the count 2-2 to Frelick. Of course, the other All-Stars, Corbin Burnes, 2017 Biloxi Shucker, reigning Cy Young Award winner, no surprise, has put up another great campaign for the Brewers this year and is in position at the halfway point to maybe contend for the NL Cy Young again. 2-2, when this is hit first base side, down around his ankles, fielded by ball, flips to a covering Clark. So two gone, and Weimer the batter. But then the other names are players who are no longer in the Brewers system. Garrett Cooper named as a replacement to the All-Star team, his first All-Star selection. And this one has slipped through our fingers, and I feel bad that it did. But former Biloxi Shucker Jorge Lopez named to the All-Star team for the American League. He has put together an incredible season with the all-of-a-sudden very hot Baltimore Orioles. First pitch to Weimer. And that's bounced on the ground out to short. Collected by Vasquez. Throw across the diamond. He's on the money. So the Shucker's going to lead off double, but nothing else in the sixth. 5.5 in the books. We are scheduled for 7. And the Smokies have a 5-3 lead over the Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bottom of the sixth inning, we are scheduled for 7. Tennessee Smokies leading the Biloxi Shuckers 5-3. Day is over for the southpaw Nick Bennett. The line hitter Zach Vadero is in, and his first offer is a slider outside to Alexander Canario for a ball. It is 1-0. 29th appearance of the year for Vadero. He's 3-1 this year with a 3.52 ERA. The set and the 1-0. And a fastball bounced to third. Devaney gloves, bobbles, throws, in time to get him. Well, Devaney took a step back, came on, gloved it just behind third, and made a really strong throw after he slightly bobbled it out of the glove and retired Canario. Great job by third baseman Devaney. One gone and Cambalego the hitter. Rest of the numbers for Vadero. He does have 8 saves and 11 chances. This does not count as one, with the Shuckers trailing by a pair. First offer to Belego. And a fastball at 95 is inside. It's 1-0. 30 2/3 innings. Vadero has given up 14 runs, 12 earned on 32 hits. He's walked 12 and struck out 29. Next offer, a fastball zipped in, a sinker at the bottom of the zone. The count is 1-1 to Belego. Smokies, 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. The kick and the 1-1. And a slider freezes him at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 1-2 to Belego. Shuckers, 1 in the first and 2 in the fifth. But they have not been able to do anything else besides that today. The 1-2 for a called third strike with a slider. So a ground out and a strikeout for Venero. Two gone here in the sixth. Luis Vasquez, the batter. So the final numbers for the southpaw, Nick Bennett. 5 innings worth of work, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. He did not walk anybody, and he struck out 5 tonight. So Vasquez in from the right side, the first pitch. And that is just off the plate with the slider. It's 1-0. Vasquez with a double and a run scored his last time up in the fourth. Had a sack bunt in the second as the Smokies played small ball. The 1-0. And a fastball low. 2 balls and no strikes to Vasquez. Really, the other thing about Bennett tonight, he threw a ton of strikes. 75 pitches, 57 for strikes. Set down the 2-0. Inside, 3 balls and no strikes to Vasquez. A little bit of bad luck, but also a couple of really hard hit balls by the Smokies tonight. 2 gone and the base is empty. Checkers trailing 5-3. Venero, the 3-0 to Vasquez, is at the knees for a strike. Vasquez was heading to first. Can't blame him. He's right at the bottom of the zone, outer edge. Called a strike and the count is 3-1. Ben Fernandez, his zone has been known to vary. The set and the 3-1. Outside with the slider. That is ball 4. First walk issued by Shuckers pitching in this game. And a man on with 2 gone as Bradley Beasley comes to bat. Well, rounding out its thought from the top of the 6th inning, we mentioned that the former Biloxi Shucker Jorge Lopez, named to the All-Star team. Remember, Lopez was the Southern League Pitcher of the Year in the Shuckers' inaugural season in 2015. This year, coming into tonight with the Orioles, 3-5, but a 1.70 ERA. As a fastball paints the bottom of the zone to Beasley for a strike, it is 0-1. More impressively, Lopez had in 21 chances for the Orioles this year. Runner goes, Venero steps off, short throw to second, and a tag as the runner Vasquez took off running before a move by Venero. And a good job by Zach to not balk, step off, and easily catch Vasquez on a pickoff caught stealing, 1-4. Just like that, the 6th inning comes to a close. We move on to the 7th. That's all we're scheduled for. Shuckers need at least a pair. They'll send 3-4-5 Monasterio, Dillard, and Mitchell to the dish. On the other side is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball continues in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, it looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the seventh inning. That is all we are scheduled for here in our second game of the day. Shuckers currently trailing the Tennessee Smokies 5-3. And the Smokies will turn to the right-hander Danis Correa here in the seventh inning. Correa this season, 1-3 with a 3.77 ERA. This is his 19th appearance with the Smokies. He does have 12 games in which he has finished. He is 2-for-4 in save chances. In 31 innings, Correa has given up 15 runs, 13 earned on 22 hits, including two home runs. He's walked 18 and struck out 27. Opponents are hitting at 202. It's the right-hander, Danis Correa. So it'll be Monasterio, Dillard, and Mitchell, the 3-2 up for Biloxi here in the top of the seventh inning. Remember, this is scheduled to be a seven-inning game, so Biloxi needs at least two in this inning. First offer, and Correa misses outside with a fastball. It is 1-0. Well, the last outing for Correa was an absolute blow-up in the worst way possible. The mighty sets and the 1-0. And a fastball at 97 is inside. It's 2-0. Correa was on the mound in game number one of the Smokies doubleheader on Sunday against the Birmingham Barons. He came in the seventh inning of a seven-inning game. He's set in the 2-0. And a fastball, that's on the outer edge at 99 on the radar gun. And the count is 2-1 to Monasterio. In two-thirds of an inning, he gave up 5 runs on 4 hits, 1 walk, and a strikeout. As Monasterio steps off, including a walk-off two-run homer to Rowdy Reed as part of a 5-run seventh. 2-1, and Monasterio was late. 98-mile-an-hour fastball. The count is 2-2. So remember, the Smokies were leading 7-3 going to the set and the 2-2. And Monasterio pops it up. First base side, drifting into foul ground ball, and he'll watch this one get 6 rows deep. So the count stays at 2-2. Well, this was a get-back-on-the-horse game for Zach Venero after, remember, he issued a walk to tie the game in our suspended game on Sunday and then hit a batter to force in the winning run. And he faces just 3 in the bottom of the sixth. Now Correa the 2-2, and Monasterio fouls back a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count stays at 2-2. Before that, Correa had been absolutely outstanding. In the month of June, he was 0-1, but in 7 appearances, he gave up just 2 runs, one of them earned, over 12 innings. The set and the 2-2, and that's a low one outside, and the catcher, Belego, ends up sitting on a slider. He blocked it and buried it, and couldn't find it. It was right underneath him. The count has run full now to Monasterio. That's what makes Correa so dangerous. He's armed with that high 90s fastball. He's touched 100 miles an hour and a really good slider. The 3-2, and Monasterio pops this one back of home and over our heads. As you hear the thud on top of the press box roof. Correa sets at the belt, and the 3-2, and Monasterio fouls this one off again. So a good at-bat by Andrew to lead things off here in the seventh. Correa, the 5'11", he's listed at 150 pounds. Looks like he's put on a little bit more than that since he was signed by the Cubs as a non-drafted free agent in 2016 out of Cartagena in Colombia. 22 years old, he'll turn 23-2 again, and Monasterio crushes it. Deep to left field, back at the warning track, and this one is caught at the wall. It is caught right at the wall by Beasley. Are you kidding me? Oh, Monasterio put as much of a charge into that one as you could imagine. Off the bat, it looked like it was gone, but Beasley at the wall leaps up and makes the catch. Well, it wouldn't have been a home run because it's a 12-foot wall out there, but it would have been at least a wall-banging double, and Monasterio is the first out. So now it's Dillard from the left side, and he swings through a 98-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. What an outstanding catch by Beasley out in left field. High fly ball that looked like it was gone. 0-1 is shot back to the netting, foul. And so Dillard quickly in an 0-2 hole. Well, Thomas has reached all three times up. He's walked twice, stolen a base, had a single, and scored a run. Correa, the 0-2 to Dillard. And that is at the knees for a called third strike. 98 on the radar gun. And just like that, two gone in the inning on the strikeout for Correa. So now it comes down to Garrett Mitchell, who in his first game back since all the way back in May. May 13th, to be exact, is 2-for-3 tonight with a couple of singles, an RBI, and a run scored. Left-handed hitter waits for Correa. Shuckers trailing 5-3 here in the seventh. We are scheduled for 7 tonight. The first offer, and a slider misses inside to Garrett for a ball. It is 1-0. Worth mentioning, this outfield that comprises three of the top four prospects in the Brewers organization, this is just the seventh. The 1-0. And Mitchell hits this in the air, but foul down the left field line. The count is 1-1. And just six games for Frelick, Mitchell, and Weimer before tonight. And remember, in the sixth game that they were all in the lineup, Mitchell departed in the third inning. So you just have to wonder what can be with these top three prospects. The 1-1. And Mitchell again flies it foul over on the left side out of the stadium. And Biloxi is down to their final strike. Right-hander Danis Correa trying to close out a game and get his third save of the year. The right-hander sets at the belt, and the 1-2 is low. 99-mile-an-hour fastball. And so the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Mitchell. Valerio is waiting on deck. Lutz would follow him. Shuckers, no margin for error. Trailing by a pair here in the seventh. Correa at the belt. And the 2-2 is low and inside. Something off speed at 92. But probably a changeup, and the count has run full to Mitchell. Shuckers trying to extend this one, trailing by a pair. And the payoff pitch is hit out into right field, a base hit. Well, Mitchell pulls one through on the right side, the best contact he's made all night, and it's his third hit in the return from the IL. The tying run will come to the plate in the form of Felix Valerio. Now, what a good at-bat by Mitchell. Came right at him with a fastball, and Garrett just bounced it into right field, a solidly struck single. One. Now home plate umpire Ben Fernandez is going to call time. He needs to dust off home plate. Inning started with a deep flyout to left field that Bradley Beasley made an incredible catch at the left field wall. First offer to Valerio. And a fastball letter high on the outer half. And Valerio not happy with that call. He thought it was off the plate at 99. But it is 0-1. Felix with a single his last time up in the fifth. Grounded out to third in the third and reached on an error in the first. And time is called. Now Mitchell not being held on at first. Ball is playing behind him. Only by about a step. The 0-1, there goes Mitchell, and it's fouled back. And so the count 0-2 now to Valerio as the Shuckers are yet again down to their final strike here. 5-3 in favor of the Smokies in the top of the seventh inning. This is scheduled to be a seven-inning contest. Right hitter Dennis Correa. Bright red glove on his left hand. Brings it up to his chin. Now settles at the belt. And the 0-2. And Valerio takes low. A 100-mile-an-hour fastball that missed downstairs. The count is a ball and two strikes to Felix. Tristan Lutz waiting on deck. He would represent the go-ahead run for the Shuckers. Love to get him up to bat here. The kick in the 1-2. There goes Mitchell. The pitch is in the dirt, and it ricochets off of the catcher and then Valerio. And Mitchell is in safely. Should still be given as a stolen base because ball was in the neighborhood of Mitchell, but historically we have seen them score that as defensive indifference. But now on a ball in the dirt, the count. And so as a result, Belego will come out. Luis Vasquez will come in and have a word with Correa. So regardless of how they score it, Mitchell at second, two gone in the top of the seventh, and Valerio representing the tying run. Right-hander Correa readies. And his 2-2 to Felix. He's hit in the air. Left side of the diamond, foul ground, Slaughter in range on the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch and brings this one to a close. So the Smokies use a 10-run bottom of the seventh in our suspended game to top the Shuckers, and they score in four of the six innings that they came to bat in our seven-inning game to win both and take a 2-0 series lead over the Shuckers after the fly ball out in foul territory by Felix Valerio. Final numbers in this one for Tennessee, 5 runs on 8 hits. They committed 3 errors. And the Smokies wind up leaving just 3 men on base today. For Biloxi, 3 runs on 10 hits. They committed 1 error. They leave 9 men on base. Biloxi goes 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position today. The winning pitcher is the right-hander Chris Clark. He improves to 4-3. The losing pitcher is Nick Bennett. He drops to 4-8 on the season. Well, that'll do it for us here at Smoky Stadium. Coming up on the other side, Thomas Zinzarella has the postgame show for you. Big thanks to Thomas for all of his hard work in the studio today. In between both games, doing a great job filling you in there. And, of course, board operating for us as well. That'll do it for us here at Smoky Stadium. And so, with Thomas Zinzarella back in the studio, I'm Garrett Green. So long, saying so score in game number 2, the Tennessee Smokies 5, the Biloxi Shuckers 3. Thomas has the postgame for you coming up on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Thomason's Row. That was Garrett Green giving all the play-by-play action tonight up at Smoky Stadium. Back in the studio now, we're going to take you back through this contest. Smoky's taking the first two games of this series, 11-7. They continued the game that started yesterday before the rain came and then continued it here today, in which the Smokies took that one by a final score 11-7. 5-3 here in Game 2 in 7 innings. A shortened game, hour 48 game time on that one. But for the second straight day, the Shuckers came out with a run in the first inning. A one-out triple by Joey Weimer led to Andrew Monasterio, an RBI ground out. Shuckers took an early 1-0 lead, but as Garrett said on the air, the Smokies scoring in 4 of the 6 innings tonight, and that's ultimately what allowed the Smokies to come out on top, and they started right on time. First pitch in the bottom of the first inning, Jonathan Perlaza homers to tie the game at 1. Later in the inning, Chase Strumpf single, then a throwing or an error at first base by Thomas Doe, the first baseman, on a pickoff attempt allows Strumpf to get in scoring position, and Bryce Ball, the next batter, would single him home and make the Shuckers pay. 2-1 Smokies after 1. Smokies got another in the second inning, a leadoff double by Cam Belego. Sacrifice bunt got him over to third, and then Bradley Beasley, an RBI 6-3, put out. But again, the run comes in to score 3-1. And then Nick Bennett came out and tossed the scoreless third inning. In the fourth, it was an RBI single by Bradley Beasley, and which Beasley had a big part, made that crazy catch at the wall to take away possibly a home run or extra base hit from Andrew Monas. Shuckers showed life, though, as they always do. They never go down without a fight. 2-run top of the fifth inning to inch within a run. Garrett Mitchell, infield RBI single. Tristan Lutz, both those guys just recently came off the injured list, making Mitchell his debut in the second game. Lutz played in both. Lutz had the bases clearing double in the fifth inning in game one, right? Actually, literally today, because that's where they resumed the game, was in the fifth inning. So how about that, Tristan Lutz? 4 RBIs in the first two games that he returned. Garrett Mitchell, in his return, did record 3 singles, 3-for-4 with an RBI and a run. Nice to see Garrett kind of get back in the mix of things after his lengthy absence from the Shuckers lineup with an oblique injury. But again, too much for the Shuckers, though. Smokies got one more. Jake Slaughter, Southern League Player of the Month, and he proved it. Solo blast in the fifth inning. That really was a nail in a coffin. Shuckers did have the tying run at the plate in the seventh inning after Mitchell's single, and Valerio popped out to end the ball game. So again, final score, Smokies 5, Shuckers 3. Let's take a look at some of the scores around the Southern League and also in the Brewers affiliate system next year on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information. And we're gonna let it burn, burn, burn.
And welcome back to the Bluxy Shuckers post-game show. Thomason Zarella taking you back through this one as Shuckers dropped game two, 5-3. It's time now to take a look at some of the scores around the Southern League and the Brewers affiliated system. We start in the Southern League. Mississippi Braves hosting Rocket City day game today. Which the Braves, it's down to the Rome Braves today. Otherwise, the Braves system, Atlanta Braves system, going to come out with a sweep, and the M Braves helped in that. 9-3 winners over Rocket City. They got up four runs early. Mentioned it in the pregame show. Vaughn Grissom just promoted from a high A. Fill the void of C.J. Alexander, who was in the trade that the Braves sent to the Kansas City Royals. And Grissom, his first home run coming in the first inning. Jariel Gonzalez, sack fly as well. 2-0 and Braves early. Drew Lugbauer would single home two more. Double that, 4-0 after two innings. Runs with a pair of doubles. Harris also tripled in the game as well. Those were his two hits, both of them going for extra base hits. Really the lone runs that came in for the Trash Pandas came off the bat of Ryan Aguilar, former Biloxi Shucker. He had a two-run blast in the top of the eighth inning. They would pretty much, that was most of the scoring for them in the eighth. 9-3, Embrace put up 13 hits today as they defeat Rocket City 9-3. Game still going on right now in Birmingham as the Biscuits on top 6-0. Mention that John Doxakis was getting the start. They actually opened the game. Josh Robertson inning in two-thirds. A shutout baseball. Two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Doxakis, three innings, has yet to allow a hit, but has walked three. And that is the problem with Doxakis, as we remember back to his start in the last series and also his Double-A debut. Really had trouble commanding the baseball, but when he is on, he is on. Still the three walks, but yet to allow a base hit. Barons, though, with two hits so far. That's all. But the Biscuits, a pair of three-run innings, three in the second and three in the fifth. Nico Holsizer, single. Greg Jones, double. Brett Wisely, single. And Blake Hunt, double, playing all six of those runs. Again, they are in the bottom of the fifth inning with two outs. And Doxakis still on the mound. And again, they are on top, 6-0 up at Birmingham at Regions Field. And finally, we ended in Pensacola. They're in the top of the eighth inning with one out, runner on first in Pensacola. So lookouts at the plate. And what a start that Zach McCambley turned in for the Blue Wahoos. Struck out 11 across 6 2/3 innings. Allowed just one run on two hits and walked two. Anthony Maldonado got the last out in the seventh inning. Now Sean Reynolds is in the game for Pensacola. But another notable name, we talked about Yasmani Grandal. He homered on Major League Rehab for the Chicago White Sox when he was in Birmingham. Also, quick shout-out to Kurt Bloom, the broadcaster for the Birmingham Barons. Just announced today that he's going to fill in with Len Casper on the White Sox broadcast at the end of the month. But another Major League rehabber, this time in the Marlins Series MVP of the Atlanta Braves, absolutely tore laces off the baseball in Pensacola, went out towards the cove that sits just behind the left field wall on the sound. And Soler, that was in the first inning, he homered. Kobe Fletcher, Vance, double. And talk about scoring like the Smokies the way they did. Pensacola did the same thing, came out with three runs, a run each of the first three innings. The big inning, though, was a four-run seventh, which Soler, not one, but two home runs today, this time a two-run blast in the seventh inning. The lone run for Chattanooga, T.J. Hopkins' home run in the top of the fourth. That was the only run that McCanley would give up and only one of the two hits that he would give up. That's a look around the Southern League scoreboard. Move on to the Brewers system. We start in AAA Nashville. The Sounds currently trailing the Memphis Redbirds. The Cardinals AAA affiliate 3-2. Tyler White, two-run home run. That would open up the ballgame 2-0 in the first. But Pedro Pages having a nice evening. Home run that scored Moises Gomez. Gomez usually the guy that's driving the runners in with his long tape measure home runs. Pages also sacrificed flies, so he's driven in all three runs tonight. And Ethan Small, first-round pick out of Mississippi State, former Biloxi Shucker, he was on the mound and gave up all three of those runs across his five innings, walked four, and struck out four. So his ERA went up just a hair, not much, 3.34 on the season. That Sounds looking to come back. They're currently in the top of the seventh inning with no outs and nobody on base. A 1-0 winners today, Carolina and the Mudcats in a low A over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Only run coming from Jesus Chirino's sacrifice fly. And then at a high A, the T-Rats, they fell 1-0 yesterday. They come back, though, three runs in the top of the 11th inning to down the West Michigan Whitecaps. Taylor Floyd, Shucker this year, Shucker last year, was reassigned to the T-Rats. Three innings out of the bullpen, did blow the game, so it was a blown save for him. But still, three innings, one-run baseball, struck out one, walked two. Floyd's ERA goes down. But again, T-Rats winners, and that's the important part of it, is they defeat West Michigan 5-2. All right, some of the final tallies in our game mentioned before. They resumed the contest from last night today. 11-7 Smokies winners in the resumed game. 5-3 Smokies in seven innings in game two. Chris Clark improves to 4-3, picks up the win. Nick Bennett, a loser today, 4-8 on the season. Donis Correa, his third save. Shuckers, three runs on 10 hits, an error, nine men left on base. Five runs on eight hits, three errors, and just three men left on base for the Tennessee Smokies. The Smokies now improved to 44-39 on the season and 7-7 in the second half. Shuckers fall to 38-43 and 4-10 in the second half of the season. Well, the Shuckers look to right the ship tomorrow, and they will turn to the southpaw on the left-hander, Brandon Kinnear, 1-1 record, a 3.19 ERA, opposite of the right-hander, Ryan Jensen, 0-3, 5.34 for Tennessee. First pitch, 6:15 p.m. Central Time. Well, the pregame right here on WGCM, 6 o'clock for you tomorrow. You can catch Garrett Green on the play-by-play. I'll be here in the studio. That's going to do it for us here tonight in Biloxi and at Smoky Stadium as well. Before we part ways, we're going to step aside for 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Again, welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Shuckers look to go for a win tomorrow and snap their four-game losing streak. Kinnear against Jepson. Again, first pitch tomorrow at 6:15. Well, thanks for tuning in here to Biloxi Shuckers baseball. We'll see you tomorrow from Smokies Stadium. Shuckers take on the Smokies.
To Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.